This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Everything they do is foul, right down to the nerve like a damn root canal. I'm confused about the way I'm supposed to let it go. It could all be brighter on the other side, we'll never know till it's too late to tell. The paper trail left a clue when you move money like Western U. Patience is testing you, careful at them times though. Eyes won't see you if you lie low. Shaken up, foaming at the mouth when I write flows. Capture like webcam, deadpan. My point of view, they see it like a headcam. Now you West Ham, covered in claret that is pumping from my heart into the function. Hell of a night, you know. Hell of a righteous glow. Don't invite ghosts to write flows for me like a goat. I am stubborn as fuck, so I stumble up the road. Clutching hope, nah, that's belief I hold. And that's a lethal dose to make your dreams happen. I've been absent, trying to drag myself back. It's feeling like a deep challenge on the peak balance. I'm just trying to keep control. People roam about 150 feet below. Seeing gold, leaving mine spun like pizza dough. Reputation by itself won't feed us though. Regrets will eat you whole, leaving nothing left. So we aim for the best and expect nothing less. You know the eyes won't see you if you lie.
I'm living it right, I'm living it here, I'm living in hype. You're silly and weird, I'm big on the mic, you're literally there. Hey. Wizzy is sick of the stairs, Wizzy ain't no insignificant rare. Wizzy big in the vicinity, Wizzy be spinning to niggas, it's dizzy in here. Dizzy and where? Dizzy in here. Well done, Wizzy, you're lyrically rare. Well done, Wizzy, you're lyrically raw. Now here's the goal of the skiller is there. Hear them promise a million bear. Looking at man like I'm underprepared. Fire the penny for every time I listen, that to me, I'll be a millionaire. You're living a lie, you're living it wrong. My ticker is ticking, I'm ticking along. You're ticking me up, I'm digging a hole, I'm tucking you in, I'm tipping it on. On top of the world, top of your girl. Dribbling, pushing it, dinner, I'm long, probably slow. Give me dinner, it's on. Dagger the back of a slap in the back of a rag in the back of a mac in the back of a taking a top of a slap in a tackle on top of a nipple and Cassidy sagging the back to the crib with the cabbage. She crashing a man and I ain't even having to carry a human. I'm talking this talk of his game and it's more of the same when your man never chatting. I'm chatting, I'm chatting, I'm chatting, I'm chatting. I'm back on the road with the crow for the Aggies. I'm back on the road with the crow for the man. I'm back on the road with the flow for your family. I'm back with the back to the arm for the back of the van. I be strapping the dime with the pack of the man. Couldn't cope with the class. I'm attacking the man with the back of my ally. Bang. Niggas, they ain't ready for my slow phase. It's way too tight. I call it OJ. I don't own J's. If I did though,
this is Rodney P, the Rhythm Killer, sending out some love and some blessings to Miss Sarah Love and my brethren, Mice Diggy. You don't know. I know you work hard for this hip-hop thing and we appreciate you. Try and know. Big up the whole of the FUBAR family each and every time. Yeah, Rodney P, Rhythm Killer. Peace.
Peace and love.
Try and know, you hear me? Try and know. You know what I mean? Overstand, yeah?
Overstand.
These are words
that's
we bring to the... you got to bring these to the public and... They realise, like, yeah, I don't know shit. When you say, you overstand me, fam, and they'll be like, that's like, I don't know shit.
Before we go any further, though, we've got to say thanks to Ian Boldsworth, because he's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours, and he had a lovely friend of mine on his show as well today, Brian Bovell, the wonderful actor. So you need to listen back to that on the website, alongside all the FUBAR shows that are up there, including this show last week, We had a lovely guest, didn't we, Mice?
Yes, man. We were speaking to man like Sky Zoo. I say man like because, you know what I mean? He's definitely an official. And yeah, out of Brooklyn. And he was letting us know about his latest album in celebration of us. We had a really cool talk about that album and just about like life in general as well. You know how we always do here on the Hip Hop Show each and every Monday from 4 till 6 p.m. Myself, the voice of Chocolate Cake, Velvet Cake, a.k.a. Mice Diggy, alongside...
Me, DJ Sarah Love.
Segway Sarah.
Yeah! Coming up today, live on the show, direct to your ear canal. We're going to be...
Segway Sarah does not... fail to crack me up, man.
It might take Jesus. Over. It's like, I feel like it's going to eat
need
up
your
my
own. Sarah might need her own
I
show, boy.
I think she does. Because I can sense, like, that just energy a whole bunch inside of segues. That's just waiting
and
to
that
be
segues
unleashed.
Too. Didn't yeah. it? Like, the stories only last like a minute and a half because it's all about the segue.
Yeah. And it's just
it's
a
all
bit
about the setup.
It's not about the details. Yeah. It's just the setup to it. But yeah, coming up today, we have more goodies for you guys. We're going to be joined in the studio by the one and only Foreign Beggars.
Yes.
They're going to be doing a special live performance for us.
Wow.
Plus,
that's
blessed, man. Yeah, that's going to be craziness. Plus, we have TOK and Lazy Eyes. They have, they're forming a new united group called Pupils of the Clock. Yep. And they're also going to be joining us. Of course, we've got the open mic. My Sack Hayes is going to be back in the building. I'm interested to see hear what his 420 was like. Plus, gig guide and so much new music for you. I've got, we're going to have to spin you some of that good material from the new Foreign Beggars album. There's just so much good stuff that's come out recently. So, you know, you need to keep it locked right here till 6 o'clock. We're going to be taking care of you. But first, why don't we... the first tune we played for you, that's what I meant to mention. Verb T and Pitch 92, Lie Low is the name of that cut, featuring Ocean Wisdom, and that's from their new album, Good Evening. It's out now on High Focus. Go and check it out and keep it locked.
Money, I'ma blow it all today. They say, Michael, don't throw it all away. And my reply was, there's more on the way. When I said it, I was walking in the rain. I did a show in Chicago on the first. Now I'm back in LA, like Chicago in first. No son, but I fathered this verse. It's all I'm probably worth. And I'm from sunny CA, the rain on all of this earth. Rainy terrain, receive the God-sent messages. We know the answer, but dance around what the question is. What is it? It's back to who's on first. It's my dog, it's his tail, it's the chase, it's the search. It's the ignorance that causes all the bliss in my surroundings. Cause dealing with realities like drawing out your boundaries. And I refuse to be referred as less than a creative. So catch me when I'm live in town as I've been demonstrating. So that I can find my greatness in the waking of my absence. And absolutely kill it when they dealing out these bad hands. Player plays what a player's dealt. He carries baggage like conveyor belts. Never fucking saves his wealth. Got some money, I'ma blow it all today. They say, Michael, don't throw it all away. And my reply was, there's more on the way. When I said it, I was walking in the rain. I write to alchemists cause others don't inspire me. I got my people and they got my back entirely. I kill with our science on the side of me. By myself, I lay them out and iron out the irony. What a long, winding road it's been. With no sign of slowing up around its turns and bends. How many have friends that ain't foes within? Dirty laundry in the wash, but them clothes don't spin. I mean, really, I kill two birds with one bullet. The target's when I line it up, the trigger's when I pull it out the gate. A bit late, but the champ is back. I need a third hand to wear my rings and hold plaques. I hit the track like the runner's new. Hands high like a stick-up, killer Michael running jewels. It's true, the eyes slanted, my fam rock the planet. Don't take fans for granted like the money is due. I got some money, I'ma blow it all today. They say, Michael, don't throw it all away. And my reply was, there's more on the way. When I said it, I was walking in the rain. I got some money, I'ma blow it all today. They say, Michael, don't throw it all away. My reply was, there's more on the way. When I said it, I was walking in the rain.
From the New Evidence album, Whether or Not, it's out now on Rhymesayers. That cut, produced by The Alchemist, is called Throw It Away. Throw It All Away. He's also got Premiere on there with some beats, Knots, and the UK's Budgie too. That was a good album that's come out this year for sure. This is myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, bitches and bitchettes. We don't discriminate.
And we like to spread those good vibes, like, you know, because I just think people need to be reminded of reasons to be optimistic, reasons to feel positive, you know. And I was thinking, I'm reading this really cool book about Buddhism at the moment. But the,
I saw a little twinkle. Yeah. Buddha. What's it called? Smoke Buddha.
And the author, Maitake.
Yes. Soon to come.
That will be a bestseller.
Telling you, man. This is enlightening. It will be enlightening.
Yeah. But no, Buddha, he says, you know, you yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection.
Say that again.
Sorry. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection.
Wow. You should say in a, like, in an accent.
I'm Nelson Mandela.
You yourself.
You know, we need to change the voice of God from Morgan Freeman to Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Should we start that campaign?
But the only problem is, true Nelson's not around. How are you going to make that happen?
Oh, actually, over the weekend, I saw that story where it's like they're able to make videos where it looks as though, you know, it's all like AI kind of thing, like technology.
Oh, so they can make the video look like the person said it back then.
Yeah. No, or no, but even like make a video looking as though Donald Trump said something when he didn't say it or whatever.
Yeah, so an old video of, or do you mean, so like
no, just making it, like, so we could make a video now, you know, showing Abby saying how much she dislikes vegans or something.
But how would you, Abby's like, hey!
Hold up! Yeah. Big stands to
someone, you. Someone's going to grab just that little soundbite you said there of Abby.
No, but like where it's a computer-generated voice that sounds exactly like Donald Trump or...
So is that how they do the hologram things? You know, like Tupac going, hey, Coachella! And he's like, what? Wait.
He never
performed at Coachella. How the hell is he?
I don't know.
That shit's fucked up. I honestly feel like, what's the point? You know, like you're going to
watch hologram thing.
Yeah. Because not only is, I thought the whole thing, I'm sure we spoke about this now, but I thought the whole thing was like they use a performance that he really did somewhere. So Elvis really did a performance somewhere, blah, blah, blah. And they turned that into the hologram. But apparently it's some lookalike. So they might have got the Tupac dude from All Eyes on Me, you know, the shit actor that but really looks like Tupac.
What?
They might have got him to perform all that shit and then throw that up as the hologram of Tupac. It's like, bruv, come on, man. I'm already coming here knowing that he's not really here, but yeah, at least let it be the real him that's not really here. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Wow. Well, soon come.
So,
I bet.
So where are we going with this then? So go on.
Sorry. So I'm just trying to spread a little positivity because I think that's where it starts. Like, we need to be the change we want to see in the world. Like, if you want people to be happier, if you want to live in a city where there's a sense of community, how's that going to happen if you're not going to do it yourself? And then I also just think having positive experiences with other people begins with you having a positive mind, and that begins by loving yourself. There's no shame in, like, you know, saying, yeah, I'm fresh from time to time kind of thing. Well, this is what Buddha says anyway. And I think there's definitely lots of people who deserve just general shouts outs and
big up.
You know, it's St. George's Day today.
Who?
Exactly!
Who is this
Saint George? I'm not 100% sure.
Only one day for George. We have a whole month, twice. One in, when I go to America, I go there When do I go? In October or February? I always forget whose is whose. But anyway, when I go on holidays.
Oh, you time it with Black History Month in America. Every country just on this continual world tour.
Black History Month. So, St. George's Day today. What does that mean exactly? What did George do?
It is a Christian tradition, and so it basically means we should all be Morris dancing today and doing getting involved with some Punch and Judy or something. But I'm not 100% sure of it, what it means, but I do know that St. George, he was a military saint, and he was kind of to do with the Crusades. So I expect that's probably involved some kind of rape and pillaging.
Pray to my God. St. George, according to legend, was a Roman soldier of Greek origin. Whoa, see, that's already some mix up right there. Whoever's claiming him, whatever. If you don't know already, he was Roman of Greek origin. Well, so that means a Roman man and a Greek woman did the nasty.
I've heard that he was born in Syria and raised in Palestine. But, you know, this is like where he's the George Cross, which is the flag of England, that comes from St. George.
That's the red flag.
The white one with the red cross, and so this used to be as big as Christmas, like back in the day.
St. George's Day,
So what did they do? To be a national holiday. Well, it's just all marketing dragon, and promotion.
Got a bit of dragon meat. Was he the dragon slayer? Apparently,
that's the myth.
Got a bit of dragon meat. Where'd you get it from, Dad? Just a market, mate. Don't fucking worry about that. This time now, it's pork. It's a straight up slabs of pork in the oven.
Pigeon meat. I think there is like campaign to make it a national holiday again. And the Labour Party, they're saying if you vote them into government, they will make St. George's Day a bank holiday. So, woohoo!
So basically, you know, they're trying to say like, all right, we fucked up with the royal wedding because you ain't getting no bank holiday as excited as you are. But here's how we can... Here's the loophole in this. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, they're saying we'll hook you up. Just vote for us and we'll hook you up. But
apparently they said
people,
it about St. David's Day too.
I'm sure. Well, we need to get them in government and see if they're as good as their word, isn't it? But, you know, you need to remember, regardless, May the 3rd, you've got to go out and vote in the local elections. You know, they're important and every vote does add up. I'm sick and tired of this... line that everyone quotes, oh, they're all the same, it makes no difference. It's no good saying that, because then people feel hopeless. You've got to believe that every action has a reaction. That is a scientific fact.
What if we're wrong? If we go, yeah, go vote, and then next minute we're all dragon meat.
Closed mouth don't get fed, innit? So you might as well, like,
and we
get
shouldn't
involved.
Be afraid to make mistakes. We shouldn't be afraid to get embarrassed. This is the embarrassing thing about St. George, though. So we've already established, apparently he was a Roman soldier of Greek origin and officer in the guard of Roman Empire.
Yeah, he was he's a military saint. So this is someone who, like, mashed it up in the Crusades. And then because of that, people were like, oh, we need to make this guy a saint, like,
that's
after his
deep.
Death. I know. And this is the kind of medieval traditions that we're still holding up today as part of, you know, what makes England.
Let's talk about these medieval traditions, right? This is one thing that we don't realize. We're all here thinking we're kind of getting rid of, you know, the Christian ideologies and the way of life. But we still say BC. We still say AD. You know, there's all these little things. Sunday, you know what I mean? It's still treated like, right, a man's meant to go to church and all that. It's like, bruv, if I want to go and burn a zoo in the park.
No, but you know what my granddad used to say? You see what people truly worship on a Sunday, you know, because there's the man outside washing his car on the Sunday. Mm. There's the dude going down the park burning a zoo. Sunday is when you see what people really worship, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's kind of because that's the day of, you know, your day off, isn't it? It's like, right, what are you doing on Sunday? Well, I don't know. I might just scratch my nuts on the balcony, brother. I ain't really,
yeah. You know. So I'm just saying, it's real. But, you know, the reason, what I really thought does that, because I need to do more research.
Can I ask you something quickly?
Yeah.
Because obviously you know a lot more about this than me, because I'm dumb as fuck.
Allegedly.
But St. George, this is nothing to do with colonialism. Has he got anything to do with that?
Yeah, because the Crusades were basically like an army of people who were going to different parts of the world, taking them over, and then
and
trying
going, this
to
is
convert
AD.
Them to Christianity.
This is AD. This is AD. And people are like, what? or like, you know what I mean? People in Australia, like the Aboriginals, are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who's Jesus? Like, what?
But the Crusades were basically just about going across the world and spreading the word of God and converting people from their own religions and traditions to Christianity.
So they used Christianity to get people to become part of the Commonwealth, in a way.
Well, Christianity was an intrinsic part, or missionaries were an intrinsic part of the transatlantic slave trade, because, you know, they were like, it's not just about us taking these people and turning them to work in America or wherever. We need to colonize their mind. And the way that that was done was through indoctrination with the Bible.
Stop praying to your 6, 7, 8 gods, mate. Yeah, they don't look like that. They look
Stop
like
praying to your ancestors and thanking your ancestors and things.
That's deep.
But, you know, so I want to learn more about St. George, of course. There's lots of people who feel very patriotic in England about St. George and stuff. But really, what I was just so hyped about, and I think everyone who was involved deserves a massive...
Big up!
...was the London Marathon. It was the hottest ever London Marathon on record. Can you believe that? Like, and running in them conditions. There were two women who ran in their underwear to raise money for mental health charities. There was this woman trailblazer who's been campaigning since the 60s for women to be allowed to compete in the marathon, and she ran this year, age 71. There was a woman doing it in stilts that I saw, but
Were people still wearing dumb shit? Like, you know, because I heard they said
that's all part of it.
But they were warned not to, innit? They were warned, like, yo, don't be coming out here in that, you know, Miss Piggy outfit.
Yeah, but if you've said, like, I'm gonna
and leg warmers,
save that till later, darling. And there was this footage of this man who proposed to his girlfriend, like, he was halfway through the marathon, and she was cheering for him on the side,
and then he stopped,
and then he stopped, and she was like, yeah, you're
doing
great.
That's such a cheap way of fucking getting a rest, boy. Bruh, I don't know if I could do this. What are you gonna do? Oh no, bruv, pass me your ring. You know what I mean? Just give me your ring. Just don't fucking worry about it. What are you gonna do?
Where's wifey?
Oh, there she is. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'll marry you. This time, my man's on his knee just trying to get his cardio back. And she's happy as fuck. Like, oh my God, you thought about me.
It would be a liberty to say no.
Take your time.
It's like, you're halfway through the marathon as well. Like, you've got to say yes to the guy who's halfway through the London Marathon. No, but the real
G's. She said no.
I know.
Jesus.
Cold-blooded. But, no, the ones who killed it, they were the firefighters from North Kensington Red Watch. They were the first on the scene at the Grenfell Tower. They ran the marathon to raise 50 grand for children who survived Grenfell and have been affected by the tragedy.
Good, man. And they know the real, that's why. They're not allowed to say, but they know the real. They know, like, this is fucked up. Let's try and ease our conscience by, you know what I mean?
And a group of 18 firefighters who, in total, who all attended Grenfell, were running. And this was all for this organisation called Kids on the Green, W11. Mm. And that allows children who've seen and experienced, like, really messed up stuff to have a normal space that they can go to and have fun. Mm. And they were also raising for the Firefighters Charity, which continues to provide physical and psychological support to firefighters who attended the blaze. 9 of the firefighters from the Red Watch at North Kensington Fire Station, and the other 9 were from the Paddington Fire Station. And the Paddington crew, they did the marathon in their full firefighting gear, including the breathing apparatus and everything. So they were wearing like an extra 30 kilos of weight. So, and in total, there are 53 London firefighters running. But if you want to contribute money, it's justgiving.com/crowdfunding/run4Grenfell G27. But I just thought, isn't that lovely? This is what happens when we take responsibility for our communities and engage, you know? So we want to hear from you guys today. Tweet us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the email. But you can tweet us at Food Bar Radio. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking to the one and only special guest, giving us his lowdown of the most important celebration of the year, 420, of course. And we're going to have foreign beggars on the show soon.
last chance for visitation. Live around here, the sign reads no immigration. Side effects of the strife to get generation. I don't even trust myself to help the situation, cause it's here. First small structure, but it's just fit. So much the mother ups are covered into combust here. It's just theory, how we're acting out the paradigm. All textbook has been written life for f***ing line. I drink the dirty wine, recline, put my blinkers on. Crossfade the news off, onto what's the sickest song on YouTube. Or some streaming service, I don't even know. Say my data, shape my life experience, you will see me grow. Ever more complacent, pure consumption, come and see me fail. Ever more depression, self-medicate through digi-scale. You can scale the greatest heights if you really wanted to. If you paid attention, your values and your
pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it'll all be made available to you. All these spoils, all the good things that only money buys. Don't listen to those other books, they're only full of lies. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it will all be made available to you. All these spoils, all these good things that only money buys. Don't listen to them other books, you know they're full of lies. I'm just trying to make a living. Aimless scripting on a heinous rhythm. Too blazed to change position, lazing in this vacant kitchen. Too much the brain to be the faceless ape that plays the system. Too much to be the waste of space that plays the victim. When I was young, I ran with mans that end up placed in prison. These days I'm smart, I see my path, I guess I age with wisdom. My baby mama sees a vagrant with a vague addiction. And that's crazy drama when you slave to pay the place she pitched it. Another story hidden in the inner city's folds, where you could lose your soul, blinded by the glint of gold. You stake out a grey cloud to make out a silver line. Get faked out and break down, but now you're broken, skittin' old. No pot to f*** in me, I'm moving of my own volition. I will not be caught slipping, drifting in the L, grifting in the living hell. My movement's certified to flourish, using thoughts to prove my force. Them others waiting by the wishing well. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it'll all be made available to you. All these spoils, all the good things that only money buys. Don't listen to those other books, they're only full of lies. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it will all be made available to you. All these spoils, all these good things that only money buys. Don't listen to them other books, you know they're full of lies.
Earth is a prison, I had to make an urgent decision. Do I live with the words of wisdom or just work for the system? Or work the system with the precision of a surgeon's incision? You want heaven, yet you worship the living.
Our Father.
I read books like The Secret Monitor on how they monetize. Separate the letters in money, you see one eye. Analyze the letter in soldier, it says soul to die. So when you're unconscious, you're forgetting that your soul's an eye. Meaning I is in self, as in self-aware. Secret means to separate, in ignorance to keep us there. Gatekeepers, to keep you in your block with fear. Jacob's ladder at the bottom of the stairs. Cheers, symbolism in my vision when I walk the streets. We're taking orders even in the way we talk to speak. Let me read your receipts and search your mind for gold. Mind control, you look closer, it says mind for gold. Spirit and body, using good looks to sell. Good luck, you see your spelling book is just a book of spells. Hello, Elohim, you can sell souls in hell's hole, but you'll never live to hear your own bell toll.
Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it'll all be made available to you. All these spoils, all the good things that only money buys. Don't listen to those other books, they're only full of lies. Pay attention.
Do what I say, know what I do.
Work hard.
And it will all be made available to you. All these spoils, all these good things that only money buys. Don't listen to them other books, you know they're full of lies.
Foreign Beggars featuring Scorsese, produced by Hieroglyphics. Foreign Beggars are going to be live in the studio with us very soon. And this is myself, Sarah Love. Mice is going to be back in one hot second. But first...
Yeah, that's right, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I apologize for calling you bitch too early, but you know what I'm saying? It's been 420 for last week, you know what I'm saying? Ha ha! What's going on, mother lovers? I want to welcome y'all down to the Food Bar Radio Cafe. That's right here in the middle of nowhere, on top of a mountain you could never climb unless you tried some of these. Here you go, Sarah Love. Try these. Some edibles, you know what I'm saying? Ow! And me? Well, my name is the undeniable, the unmistakable, and the unfuckwittable Mike Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Sack Hayes, man. And I got to big up all y'all mother lovers down there at 420 last week. You know what I'm saying? Ow! Why'd I do that? It's because I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth!
All right, I'm going to try to do it. You know what I'm saying? I might have some cotton mouth from that sticky icky last week. Ouch! Yeah, and this week's investigation does come courtesy of 420 last week. Shout out to everybody, Yo, people came out in the, is it droves?
Droves.
Droves. They drove down there.
Droves, fam.
Bruv, they drove down there.
You never heard someone say droves, fam.
Droves, fam. It was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. Like, when I got there, I'm walking through from...
This is Hyde Park.
Yeah, this is Hyde Park. So it's in Hyde Park last week, Friday. And I walked from Hyde Park Corner, just in case, you know what I mean? Because I heard that it might be a bit shmate. In case, you know what I mean? If you went to Marble Archway, you was probably sweating the shit out of their bags in your balls. You know what I'm talking about? And not them balls either. But, so I went through Hyde Park Corner, but it was just mad chilled.
Okay.
Like, ridiculously chilled. The police were there, but they were like, look... You like aim. They're like, yo, the contact.
They were
someone,
like passive, yeah.
Yeah. They were mad chilled. It was blazing hot. Like, it got up to 28 or something like that day. No, it ain't doing shit crazy. You know what I mean? I don't even know if people got arrested. But you have to, like, there's no denying that in terms of, because it is actually a protest. Like, I don't know.
That's what's so funny. No one there is absolutely sure why they're there.
I don't know if they know
that.
Yeah, like, I don't know if they know it or not, but it's actually a protest going on, and the idea is for the legalization of cannabis. So, you know, there are people down there, obviously, you know, being advocates for it.
Were there crusties there?
Yeah, it was bare crusties, man.
Yeah.
It was on the grass. Like
hula hooping.
Anywhere on the grass.
You know, like the string, the ribbons.
Yeah.
Were there people doing that stuff?
Sarah, honestly, there were so many people that I can't even tell you whether I know how many were there. And the reason I got to a certain point, shout out to the LSC. So I was hanging out with the London Smoking Community, which is a bunch of guys that basically
not the London School of Economics. They,
no. Well, no, because that would be LSE. But yeah, anyway.
I'm sorry, LSE. Yeah.
They, you know, but basically they're there to help advocate for, you know, the people that obviously get help from this. They get a benefit from this, so they're pushing that. So that was just in a corner with their flag, London, you know, LSC community. Yo. When we got up, after the whole 420 thing, hey, it's 420, big cloud. It was just ridiculous fog over a bunch of people. Yeah, I was just like, right, how many people? It's like thousands. Thousands upon thousands, Sarah. Wow. I don't even know if they all understood what was going on. But all I was thinking was, damn, if I had the Munchies store right now, I would kill it.
Yeah, because...
I'd have came out a millionaire. I'd be like, fuck FUBAR. I'm all like,
yeah, because there's no, like, stalls or anything like that there, is
no,
there?
No, people were selling water. There's people clutching in a baking hot sun.
Yeah.
28 degrees, blazing, trying to go on like they can handle it. When the Munchies kick in, people were looking at each other like, damn, I might put some hot sauce on her, boy. Just, like, zombie shit. So all I was thinking was like, damn, man, I wish, you know, carnival, because, you know, people who live in the area for carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always a hustle there. It's like either you buy a whole bunch of beers and ciders.
Everyone
and
in the carnival area is hitting Costco.
Yeah, everyone who lives in the area. Yeah.
Stocking up.
Everyone who lives in the area is just like, yo, I might open up the doors for the toilet still.
Yeah.
What would I charge? £150 for a pee, £5 for a shit. And you got to bring your own toilet.
You got to bring higher security.
Yeah, you got higher security.
Then you're like, okay,
so
forget this.
I was back in that mode while I was there. I was like, yo, there's bare people here. I'm hungry as a mother lover. I know I'm not the only one after blazing all that. And I was like, wow, this is what we should do. Sell some Munchies here. Then it got me thinking, obviously, like you do, you know, when you're on that sativa high, all of a sudden your brain just travels. You become this creative person.
Genius.
You're like, in your mind, you're Steve Jobs. Like, in your mind, like, you know what I mean? In my mind, I was Steve Jobs.
Solely in your mind.
Yeah. And so the come down was coming down.
Does not manifest in other
But it got me thinking, like, if I was going to sell the Munchies here, what kind of Munchies would I sell? Because I know not everybody's into the same thing. Especially, you got to think about it's hot sun, so ain't no, you can't bring no fish or cheese involved in the Chinese.
No camembert.
Yeah.
Leave the brie at home.
Then I was trying to figure out, okay, so what would be the ideal meal for these mother lovers? So next year, see, everyone is going to help out with this investigation. If I make a meal.
This is your business plan.
I think it's quite possible I can make a million next year if I get the right meal. So that's why this week's investigation, Mice Investigates, if you could only live on one dish of your favorite meal a day, what would it be and why. Wow. I didn't want to put in the whole, like, if you were on the Munchies thing, because that's kind of obvious. When you're on the Munchies, anything works. Let me find out, whilst you're sober, what's your favourite bill? So hit us up at FUBAR Radio or hiphop@fubarradio.com. You can hashtag Mice Investigates. If you could only live on one dish of your favourite meal a day, what would it be and why?
We need to get...
That sounded real, didn't it? I was trying to... I've been practicing that shit in the shower.
So just... I think mine... I'm a breakfast person. Like, breakfast. I have to... Yeah.
You were saying you get ratty if you don't have...
breakfast.
What do you think that is?
I get murdersome. Well, they say it's, again, evolutionary reason why people get hangry. And it's because, like, when you're hungry, your blood sugar level drops. Mm. And when your blood sugar level drops and your body starts going into starvation mode, that's the hangry feeling of, like, I'm going to kill you! It's because your body's sending a signal to your brain saying, emergency, find food, go, go, go. This is emergency. Now everything else is less important than this. Mm. And so that's like
so that
why
it makes you,
motivates you to go and hunt and kill that, you know, animal with your own claws.
See, I don't eat until sometimes, you know, when it depends. That's not incredible. Every day, but I think it's... But what I've noticed about it, and the reason why I started doing it is because I heard that we eat too much, you know, like us eating 3 meals a day. I heard that the, you know, breakfast is like, it's a lie that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. The most important meal of the day is the one with all the nutrition that you need.
No.
Hit me with I need something after that.
I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was bars there.
That was like Mandela bars.
I don't know if you like, no, I rap as well. Like, yeah. So that's the most important meal of the day. And I felt like, I've never really been fat, but for a while I felt like there were some layers on me. Like, when I'm looking at certain pictures, I'm like, right, my chin looks big. Why does my chin look like that? Certain reasons, I've just felt like I was bigger than I should be.
Okay.
You know, I never... There was a time when I wanted to be hench. Obviously, that whole, you know, Music Maestro era, when people watched my video called Strong Rhymer, people like, right, bruv, you look hench. At that time, I was trying to be hench. But then I was on stage, and I couldn't carry this henchness around. I was sweating like a... You know what I mean? Yeah. I was sweating like a priest at a... No, I ain't going to say it because we're here on FUBA.
On St. George's Day.
Yeah. Like a priest of St. George's.
No, but...
I was going to say a crush. But anyway, for me, it felt like I need to lose all that. I've been training, but for some reason, I still got these layers. If you look at old pictures of me, Sarah, then you'll be like, oh, yeah. Now I have like a bit of structure. You know what I mean? You can see where my cheekbones start.
You're in great shape. Yeah.
But is that... I started fasting, to be honest. That was the first thing I started doing, was just trying not to eat until one, then trying not to eat till two, and fighting that feeling, that... Because there's still a bunch of nutrition in your body that it could feed on.
Well, then what happens is after a certain amount of time, you start feeding on your own fat reserves.
Exactly.
Yeah, so then it's like you can use that in a sort of scientific way, but it's not necessarily that good for you to go into like starvation mode, but as a wet means of losing fat, yeah. But then you see what, because also your weight isn't important. What it is important to keep an eye of is your BMI. Do you know what your BMI is?
BMI, don't believe all that shit they tell you, man.
Why not?
Because it's more to do with, like, basically, when you're not putting the right amount of nutrition in your body, in terms of what you actually need, as opposed to what makes you feel full up, that's what really messes with you. So whether they say... BMI,
no, but in terms of your weight, what's not important to watch is... It's not important to watch your weight. It's important to watch your BMI.
Yeah, but they tell you your BMI when you're not really... Like, it's like, I feel totally fine. Why are you telling me my BMI? Oh, well, it's because of this. Now you're going to have to go on a course of this and do. You know, there's a bit of a... We have to admit that in terms of, like, the pharmaceutical industry and the way everything seems to work, is like, it's always like leading to, well, you're going to have to do this with us because we're the only ones that can do this.
I don't think so. I think it's just more like you just need to stop eating crap and actually move more and get into the weight range, which is healthy for your height. And that determines whether you are categorized as healthy, underweight, overweight, or obese. And according to which of those categories you fall into, then you're increasing your risks of diabetes, obesity-related diseases, having an amputation, cardiovascular, mental health, risk of cancer, all these kinds of things.
But they never say to you, like, yo, you need to stop that, stop this, stop that, stop that. They'll just tell you, like, oh, yeah. Well, according to us, let me just say what I was saying. According to us, your BMI is so and so. So people who are not exactly overweight, they'll be saying to them, yeah, there's something wrong with you. Trust me, there's something wrong with you. You know, like freaking people out. And they're like, what are you talking about? I don't eat shit. I work out, you know, I look after myself. I actually feel okay. I'm coming to you and you're telling me all this stuff like as if to say, so what am I meant to do? Well, what we reckon you should go on a course of this and do this. Like everything seems to lead back to we're the ones who could sort you out, which isn't 100% true.
But back to the meal, I reckon, like for me, I don't eat processed food. I avoid processed food and I eat a lot of whole foods and raw food, fruit and vegetables and things. So for me, it would be my breakfast meal, I reckon. Because then also you've got like the porridge. Like I'm a porridge addict kind of thing. Like, so just porridge made just with water. I just love that. And just having, and porridge is like full of the slow release carbohydrates. So that's why it sustains you throughout the whole day. Chia seeds, flax seeds. I murder that on a daily basis. Yeah. Avocado, like all of these like slow release fats and proteins that you have in there. So then it gives you energy over a lot of hours.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's funny, man. Like it's really interesting how different people, how food relates to different people, like, because there's that as well, what you're talking about in terms of energy. Like I do believe, like we're talking about how your body starts eating on, you know, fat reserves when you don't eat something. But so for me, it's weird. I can train for like 2 hours or something, sometimes go harder than I even thought about, and not really. The only thing I need after is water. I'm not thinking like, oh shit, I'm mad hungry. Whereas before, it used to be like that. I'd be like, right, I'm going to go train. Okay, I need to eat this, eat that, and make sure I've got everything there for, you know, like in my head, that's what I think I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's not as much like that. As long as you're putting the right amount of stuff in your body, you know, you can last. So a lot of it is mental, like in our head, as soon as you get that feeling in your stomach, like, oh, it's empty. But it's not really about whether your stomach is full
also,
or empty. It's
there's
more
tricks.
To do with how much nutrition your body is able to pass around the body.
But yeah, there's also tricks that your mind plays tricks on you with it can the same signal is sent to your brain saying I'm hungry when in actual fact you're dehydrated.
Yeah, water can help you as well. There's so many different shout to Paul Clark.
Yeah, I like his answer though. Paul
is
Clark
it?
Just tweeted us.
He says chips from the chippy.
Hey!
Oi, there you go, mate.
I love fish and chips.
Yeah, I don't mind fish and chips, man. Every now and again.
Fish and chips.
Shout to Mark Hale. He says, I've got to say pizza. I'll eat that warm or cold all day, every day. Not with pineapples on it, though. I'm not crazy.
Oh, well done. Who said that?
Mark Hell. Why? What's wrong with the pineapples?
No, because I'm like a pizza connoisseur. But it's like when you know what pizza's actually meant to taste like, you know certain things. That's literally, you will get your ass kicked if you go to Naples and you ask about pineapple on a pizza. Like people will, I've heard of people being kicked out of restaurant pizzerias and things like that, asking for silliness. Like
it's like when you go to, sometimes you could go to a West Indian spot and they put, for some reason, they'll put ketchup in the jerk sauce. And you're like,
oh, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
It's like, what's all that
That's
about,
bro? That's a crime.
What
That's
doing,
a crime
man?
On the taste buds. And
I tell you the biggest crime, the biggest crime I ever had to witness in terms of, people fucking around with food, yeah? Because we're on the subject of a Caribbean spot. So I was in, where was I? In Peckham, yeah? And imagine the van says, I'm looking at all the, it's like lunch, you know, we're rehearsing or whatever. Lunch, I was like, okay, I'm hungry. Where should I go? I see a South American spot. I think it was like a, you know, some Asian. I think it was South Asian spot. Blah! Then I see a Caribbean spot in the middle, yeah? And it says, jerk chicken burgers. When you hear the word jerk chicken burgers, you know, what are you visioning? In your mind, what's a jerk chicken burger?
Well, something succulent and tasty.
Yeah, you're thinking of the jerk chicken, like it might be a breast or a whatever, you know, side on the grill. Yeah, barbecued, chopped up, put into a bun, bam, maybe deboned. Yeah, all right,
but
debone
who wrote
it.
The sign?
Bruv.
Who wrote the sign?
You know what mama did? I was like, yeah, ordered it, bam, bam, people queuing up. I was like, right, look at that, I'm bringing my man business, yes, respect, blah, blah, blah. Kevin, he calls me, for the burger. I'm like, right, brother, I don't really like you shouting out my real name, but fuck it, I'll get the burger anyway. When he presented the burger to me, you know what it was?
Oh, God.
It was a processed chicken burger with the ketchup jerk sauce on.
That's a livid.
I was
See,
pissed.
Things like that need to be reported.
Yo, like, I looked at him, like, I couldn't say it, but in my mind, I was like, are you fucking serious, bro? Yeah, and then I was like, thank you, and walked off.
Yeah, because he's like, I got your money now.
Yo, oh, I couldn't believe it.
But shouts out to PC, locked into the show, Francesca as well, Tim Joshua, what's up? He says his favourite dish is Mediterranean seafood. There's a reason why our Southern European cousins live the longest. Well, they don't live the longest, but they do have the longest living in Europe, yeah. But, yeah, hit us up with your answers. Remind them of the question, Mice.
The question is... Mice investigates. If you could only live on one dish of your favourite meal a day, what would it be and why? And trust me, I can become a millionaire for this next year, 420. So please
help me with my. This is our Kickstarter. Yeah, I think for the pizza Mice's one, next business.
So far, the pizza one might be the safest because as long as you cook the cheese, it don't go off for a while.
The techniques.
That's poor people's techniques, boy.
Coming up next, we're going to be joined in the studio by T.O.K. and Lazy Eyes, a.k.a. Pupils of the Clock. So keep it locked. It's football.
What could be sweeter than you? I would rap or just sing on. It took me a while, now I'm getting my swing on. Icarus in increments, sometimes I put wings on. Every hero ain't a hero till there's a theme song. So many tries, but every time it just sing wrong. Saturday night, just kicking it with my best man. Looked at my left hand, I got a ring on. Oh shit. How did we get here? Started with a kiss, then another kiss, then another kiss, then a covered dish with white rice, greens, and smothered fish. I'm lying, it was just chicken. Niggas was thugging it. Now we got a covenant. It's on a bond for life. In all my years, this was the easiest song to write. It's my confession in the rhyme, a testament, and I just want to do my thing. As I talk about a feeling that cannot be explained, or a love that cannot be contained in a measurement of time. Some say it was a blessing in disguise. Scratch that, girl, you a lesson from the skies, and I thank God for my winnings. That's word to life, Jennings. Finally letting go of the mistakes of my 20s. I admit that I'm not an easy sell, but I'm the PD to your Chiwa tail. Your big boy to tell them bitches pay your people bill. My nigga be for real, swore I wouldn't do it again. My man said that'll change. First time is all about working through your baggage. Second time around, it's all about the baggage claim. Thank your maker, stack your paper with a real one. Major key, clavinet, lead a mother hoes on read like clarinets. Gorgeous, no wrongs in this love song I wrote for us. Wedding play all day with no chorus. Let's ride. This goes out to you.
Radio presents Harriet Rose.
I'm joined by the wonderful SG Lewis.
My meeting Pharrell was the mad one. He's flawless. He's just like an ageless being. He has this presence. Whenever he walks into a room, it's like everyone's just like, God, it's Pharrell. And when he speaks to you, it's like there's no one else in the room. Oh, he just came up to me. He's like, hey, I don't believe we've met. And I was like, and he was like, thank you for the beautiful music. And I was like, and this guy.
And then you died.
And then I died.
But it was a good way to die. Yeah. If anything, you'd achieved all you needed
exactly.
to.
Exactly. I only ever came here to impress Pharrell. So.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
The last cut I played you is from our guest from a couple weeks back, Fonte, Sweet You. That cut's produced by Tall Black Guy. But definitely listen back to when he was on the show because we had a really good chat with him. FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop.
Tall Black Guy, is he the arch nemesis for Short White Guy?
Yeah, that's the next superhero film I want. Tall Black Guy versus Short White Guy.
You see the dude from Game of Thrones? Yes, copious amounts of Short White Guy.
Okay, I've only watched 4 episodes of Game of Thrones. I live outside the bounds of the rest of society.
So anyway, moving on to something more positive.
Yeah.
Yo, let me reel off. I've got a couple more answers from this Mice Investigates. But as I said, next year I could become a millionaire for this, so I want to shout out everybody who's getting involved. If you could only live on one dish of your favourite meal a day, what would it be and why? Shout out to our resident flat earther.
Oh, what's Gleam saying?
This is the hilarious thing about what Gleam said. So he says bean pie. Yeah? I said, why? I was wondering if it's a round pie or flat, but I didn't want to go there. Do you know what I mean? But he
says, let's give you one of them.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. But this is what he says. He says, I do the most filling and satisfying bean pie. 5 types of beans, in brackets, butter, baked, black, eye, kidney, adzuki. He said adzuki. That's how you know he's deep in the bean game.
Yeah.
He says 3 layers of different cheeses, smoked applewood and red Leicester and cheddar. So not vegan. Oh,
that was controversial.
Yeah.
I didn't expect organic? That from Gleam.
He says fresh garlic. Ooh, that's a bit... It's risky, innit?
Is it?
He doesn't mean like just...
Garlic is king.
No, but as in...
The least you cook garlic, the better, in my opinion.
Yeah, but then you shouldn't have it too much because it's a medicine, you know? But let's not get into
anyway,
that.
Anyway,
he says onion and mushrooms, all wrapped in a homemade crust, lush as fuck, especially... Sorry, not especially. Especially with some sautéed potato cubes. My speciality, albeit pizza is my fave, but someone else got there before him.
Aww.
That was quite deep. I just want to know if the bean pie is flat or not, because then we can understand a bit more about our resident flat earther. Shout to Ashwin Ballou. He says, gazpacho, delicious and healthy. Break that down for me, because in the
That's
hood
weird.
We don't really
mess with gazpacho,
you know what I mean? Man
much.
Makes the gorgonzola, but I don't really eat it. You get me, bro? Now, come on, what's gazpacho, though? Right?
Gazpacho is cold soup.
Later to cold soup, bro. Warm up. Hey, or put some hot sauce in there. Excited. Ashwin Ballou. I have tried the gazpacho, Gustavo juggling.
Not to be confused with the Gustavo, yeah.
I can't really.
Who
I'm not really good with cold
about,
food.
The Gustavo or gazpacho?
I can't really do cold that well. I only like. Do you know what I mean?
What about Bloody Marys?
Salad, you know, like potato salad?
Yeah.
I can't fuck with that shit, man. No. And it's creamy as well.
Yeah. What about cold baked sauce? Beans? I can't handle that.
Yeah, I'm not That's into that. I feel, even you saying that now.
You've got a shiver down your spine.
Yeah. I just had to swallow some puke right there. Sorry. Shout out to Mike Bandoni. I can agree with this one because of good lasagna. He says probably Italian roots predisposed me to this. Lasagna has everything one needs in a meal. Must one. Have bread and decent bottle of red wine to go with it. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be bringing them extras, but I might do the lasagna next year at 420. Let's see how it goes. One more for Tim Fish. He says, roast dinner, chicken ideally, enough elements to always keep it interesting if you ever get bored of one of them. See, I like how people have cheated this. Do you know what I mean? The roast dinner, it's quite broad. Throw a bit of stuffing in there one day. Carrots the next. Brussels sprouts. Yorkshire pudding, mate. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what. Jesus Christ, I just... That vomit I swallowed, mate, hey, it's worked wonders
it's
for me.
It's tasting good now.
Anyway, man, let's get into more of the show. This is the hip hop show right here, my beloveds.
Shouts out to Jazz, Nutty, Vendetta, Mersey, Tony Black, all locked into the show. And welcome to the studio, our first set of guests. We are joined by Pupils of the Clock.
Pupils of the Clock. Shout out to Tok and Lazy Eyes. What's going on, man?
Welcome.
Good to see you, brothers,
welcome.
Here. Yeah, good to have you, man. Nice. So we thought you were a crew already.
Okay.
Because obviously we've seen you guys here before.
Yeah.
You know, smashed up the open mic. Like,
thank you very
appreciate
much.
You know what I mean? So it's interesting that. And also, yeah, so when I saw Pupils of the Clock, I was like, yeah, I haven't heard that name, but I already thought you guys were crew.
Yeah.
So how did the name come about? Like, what was the idea behind it?
Okay, so because I'm Lazy Eyes and he's Tok, it's kind of a combination of Lazy Eyes being the pupils and Tok being the clock. But
why is Tok the clock?
Because
it rhymes.
TikTok.
And theory of knowledge, and I'm obsessed with time. And yeah, well, nobody spells anything right in hip hop. They throw Z's in and dollar signs, and it could be worse, Thomas, man.
Yeah. I got a big B in the middle of my name, you know.
I got a full stop on it just to be arrogant.
You know. said you're obsessed with what did you say?
I'm
time
obsessed
and
with
what?
The concept of time. Mm. And TOK stands for theory of knowledge as well.
Mm, so what? What do you mean the concept of time? What do you know about the concept of time?
I mean, I used to be a physics student, which helps.
Give me a high five! I'm studying physics at the moment.
Sarah's
I'm
studying
about
a
to
bunch
start
of
quantum
shit.
Physics.
Physics is sick.
She's about
I
to
love
be the
it.
Most knowledgeable
I
DJ.
I love it.
It's the one. I did it at King's for a bit.
Wicked.
But, I didn't like living in London, unfortunately. So sorry to all the London people.
You ain't gotta be sorry. So we don't like living here.
Yeah. Yeah. No one here likes Zeeblia.
I couldn't stay. I had to go. But no, I've studied physics for a bit, and I was obsessed with the whole concept of it. So
yes, and how time is relative.
Yeah.
And Schrodinger's cat and stuff.
So
Schrodinger's cat. Get into Schrodinger's cat.
Physics student knowledge.
What's the weirdest thing about time then for you that?
I mean, generally, the general relativity of it is mad. But my favourite one ever is if you take a photon from the Andromeda galaxy, which is millions of light years away. From the time that it leaves its atmosphere and comes to ours, it's traveling at the absolute speed of light and it experiences neither space or time. So it gets from there to here instantaneously, but in that time, our whole civilization was built. So to it, nothing happened, but to us, everything happened. It's pretty crazy.
It's quite a lot to wrap your brain around.
So when you lot are sitting down blazing and he starts talking like that,
that's when you tune out.
How do you deal with them?
Because
that shit would freak me out.
We don't even smoke.
No.
Alright, just pretend then. Yeah. You don't blaze.
No,
you look like you're permanently high though, man.
I'm like a cat. I got high once and I'm fucked now.
Oh, is it?
I don't
is that what happens to cats, for real?
Yeah, they can't get it out of their system.
I know, it's mean.
Stop,
like
stop making your
own. Well,
is it the same when they eat it though? So I know if
is it same as a cat?
Yeah,
cat weed smoker.
I'm looking to you for the answers.
Yeah, I'm not a genius in this.
How many times have you tested this?
I feel like you lot have been on here rapping about smoking weed and shit though.
Nah.
Well, I definitely haven't.
Well, in the last
I've never spat a weed bar in my entire life. You can fact check me on that.
I used to
weed
smoke
bar
weed.
Virgin.
I used to smoke weed, so it's not like
if
you, I don't want to say I don't smoke, and then someone listens to my tune and goes, but in this line you said I used to smoke weed for sure, but
what made you stop?
I don't know. It's just not something that I carried on enjoying. Mm. I guess when I was living in Cornwall, smoking weed was calm. You had 10 friends that you saw every day and then it was blessed. But then when I was in Bristol smoking, and suddenly you've got to meet 5 new people every day. Music meeting new heads felt weird. If you were
are you glad you didn't come to 420 last week? It was
a
little
420
planet
in Bristol, man. And I was the only one that wasn't baked, so I had to get really drunk, and then I got dehydrated, and me and my friend were just sat up.
That's funny. So you were probably the worst out of
everybody. I definitely was. They were all fine. They were drinking water, eating all that good food, and I was there ginning out.
That's hilarious.
Not right.
So it was the prang vibe that put you off.
Absolutely. Last time I smoked a bong, I was hidden under a car for 2 hours. So that had to go.
Yeah, you want to talk to my mechanic about that shit, mate. I was
popping out one of them wheelie things. Still scary out here, man.
I don't know how much time has passed.
So talk about this new project, man.
Timeless is the name of the album.
Sick, yeah.
How comes you're controlling everything with this time thing, Toc?
Well, we're people's o'clock, aren't we, you know? So, and that's
no,
the thing.
No, you over him, I'm saying.
Well, I'm not, I don't control it. It controls us. That's the point. We're all pupils of the clock, aren't we? Yeah, we're all slaves to time.
Wow.
Jeez.
So, none
so we're all learning whilst that thing's ticking around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of us learning some shit that we shouldn't be doing. Others learning shit that we can't help doing.
Exactly. We're all learning as time goes on. So that's part of it as well. We're all pupils of the clock.
And so is that the concept of the album? Is it based around that, or that was just a cool title?
Well, the album doesn't really have a concept behind it, other than it wanted to be a stamp of us and who we are. It's our first album, so we wanted everyone to be able to look at this project and straight away know who we are. It's an introduction to the scene. It's an introduction to us as a group and our cohesion. And also, we didn't want to just be one of those many people that puts out a project and they're like, oh, well, you know, this one doesn't have to be perfect and polished because the next one will be. Because on the next one, someone's going to come along and they're going to put loads of money into me and then it'll be fine. We wanted to be like, right, this is off our back. We're doing this now. We're going to make this one timeless from day one and try and do the same thing that, you know, like Nas did with Illmatic and stuff like that. He came out with these people, they come out with projects and from day one, they're seen in that particular light. It wasn't like he warmed up to that. He was, 19 when he made Illmatic, I think?
18, 19.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy.
So how do you feel? Because you're of this generation. Like, they'd call you a millennial, innit? I don't really like that because, you know, I've been called words before. I don't know. The whole millennial thing, I don't like it. The first time I heard about it when I was doing a film course and there's a famous actor... And he says, he was going, yeah, the millennials this and the millennials. And I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? But apparently it's kids that were born around the 2000s.
I think it's correct? Anyone who's born after 1981 is considered a millennial.
1981?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're millennials. Yeah. What the fuck is going on here, man? Anyway, yeah, to you, because you're talking about Nas Illmatic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can appreciate this music that was made in the night, you know, early 90s or whatever. Yeah.
Well, that's my album. That's
and
my
some God. That's something you hold to high regard. So how do you feel about the music of now? Like, you know, the kids of our generation. I don't really know if I should be saying that.
What,
either,
in terms of like mumble rap and trap? Is that what you're kind of getting on?
Yeah, yeah.
When you say about that? I think like every piece of music has its place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're going to a party and bumping trap, like I have nothing against trap music. And I think like when if I'm out at a party, yeah, I can bump it, but if that's the only music you listen to, maybe it's not saying enough, maybe there isn't enough content for you to sit down and study it like you could sit down and study Illmatic or study some of the old school hip hop or even new school hip hop, but just not necessarily the stuff that's in the mainstream.
I don't think they can be compared, can they? It's a mistake that a lot of people try and make.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it hip hop.
It's like,
you wouldn't call it hip hop.
You can't compare Hendrix and Clapton. It doesn't make any sense because like Hendrix was mad on a guitar in a completely different way to Clapton was. Like Clapton's polished and Hendrix is psychedelic and they're two completely different worlds.
But you're comparing them right there in that sentence.
No, but I'm saying them in their own light. So I'm not going to say Hendrix is better than Clapton. Is okay. What I'm saying. A lot of people like to go, oh no, trap is nowhere near as good as this. But they don't sit, they're not in the same conversation. They're in two completely different worlds, in my opinion. I don't really like trap. I don't really get down to it. I don't really listen to hip hop that doesn't have some sort of meaning behind it because I like to listen and be provoked into thinking about things.
And you studied physics, so you got a good excuse.
Yeah, I dropped out though, so you know.
Yeah, but enough that you're talking about time in some way that we might not have known nothing about. Well, should I say that again?
I'll say that.
You're the physics guy.
You're meant to be the words guy.
Exactly. You know, so I just find it interesting hearing from younger people about how they feel regarding the music of today, because I think, you know, funny enough, it's all relative. Like, so to me, like, you know, like, all right, a prime example, Kendrick Lamar recently, he got a Pulitzer.
Pulitzer.
I'm surprised we didn't big him up, DJ Sarah Love. But he got that. And you got the whole pop world going, yeah, pop has finally made it into, you know, winning these sort of prizes. Hip-hop heads are like, yeah, hip-hop has finally made it, you know, to winning these prizes. To me, I think he grasps, you know, the era of, like, having something meaningful to say. as well as the era of now of just, hey, let's just have fun and that kind of, I think he balances it pretty well.
He does.
So you're going to get people on both sides, people that are more of the conscious side going, oh, I don't know whether he should be winning that because at the same time he says bitch this and blah, blah, you know, there's lyrics in on that album that can be termed derogatory in some way. Mm. But then on the other side, you've got to have a similar thing like, yo, what, like, isn't that all about jazz music and classical? Like, what the hell is this rapper dude? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think he's one of the greatest artists to ever bridge the gap between the underground and the mainstream and bring a conscious vibe with having production that makes people that don't want to listen to the lyrics, they go, oh, I'm bumping to this. Yeah. And then there's someone who wants to sit down and listen to what he's saying.
Interesting.
And listen to, like, To Pimp a Butterfly 100 times and still not know exactly what he meant by some of the bars and the stories running through his albums. And I think that's why, in my opinion, he's one of the greatest to ever do it, because he's in my opinion, bloody personal. Hell,
I think he's allowed to say that.
Yeah, this no, you are. I'm just interested. At, like,
I personally, because I think he managed to bridge the gap. I'm not saying that I don't agree with you.
I'm just it's saying, a big claim because that is a big thing to say.
Oh, it's a massive claim. But yeah, I think not many people have managed to do that, to bring the message that he's brought to as many people as he has done.
Yeah, but and granted, to be as brave as that.
Yeah, granted, hip hop wasn't in the same place 20 years ago that it was with the reach you can get with certain aspects of music now.
I just don't even know if I see it as brave. It's like, is it really brave to continue spitting and being the MC that you've always been?
I think it's brave when you're like at, what was the award show that he was at? Some big massive award, you know, it was like a, you know, mainstream award show, but he was on there, had all these film stars, all these celebrities was like, oh, in shock at the performance, you know, when he came out handcuffed and they were like kind of chain ganging.
Was that the Grammys?
Was it the Grammys? Maybe, yeah, it was last year's performance, not this year's one. But I think stuff like that is brave. He could just go on there and do, let me just do, everyone knows these songs and let me just do it how they probably want it. But he did it in a way that would make people go, like, you saw people in the crowd like, oh, whoa, like, you know, white people.
But bravery also, to me, it's like that you've got something to potentially lose or your life is at risk. You know what I mean? Like,
but he could
construct
lose,
a choreographer well, performance is not that bravery. That's just your creativity.
To me, the life of his you know, him being an artist, like, his career.
Whether
could
he'll
have
continue
with
to have access to promotional budget kind of thing. Because ultimately, that's what's gotten him this massive argument is marketing, audience, sorry, is the marketing, access to marketing and promotion, isn't it? Like, that's what gets
but
you.
But also what's got him this audience is the fact that he's saying something. The fact that Tok can sit here and say, I've listened to that album 100 times and,
But what I mean is, on the flip side, we know enough people who are saying some shit.
He's
right
put the
now
work in though. He's made
and
like 20
they,
albums.
No one knows who they are, you
but
know,
we know
and
more
because
people.
They're not promoted. I'm not dissing Kendrick.
No,
I
but
have
you're saying that you don't think
he's
brave.
No, I'm just saying, to me, bravery is like when you're saying something where it's literally you are putting some fucking threat to your existence, organizing a creative performance that's going to capture people's minds and resonate with what's going on at the moment. Like, that's what you're meant to do as an artist. It's not brave. Like, people weren't about
I think
to lynch
in this
dude.
Day and age. Like, especially
yeah,
now,
if you want to be an industry bitch, it's like, you know, safe to just go on some market yourself on some sex tip and yeah, not necessarily say anything. But I mean, this is who he is, this is who he's always been. So it's not as though he's kind of like suddenly pushing some boundary and stepping into a world where it's like, whoa, shit.
Did you watch the performance?
Yeah, I picked it up on the show.
So what? And you didn't feel like, wow, he didn't have to do that. He could have just gone and did whatever everyone else has done.
No, I thought it was really interesting. But
because
I'm just
the thing
saying
about it as well, I think in America, in this day and age, especially like white America, where now you've got people are really pro, there's this whole, they're not afraid to be like white supremacists and all this and that. For somebody like him to do that, in that sort of position, on that sort
it's
of stage,
fantastic.
On that sort of stage, I think is a brave thing because now he can go and perform. Oh, Kendrick Lamar's got a show in Chicago or something, that's a bad example, but somewhere that's more like pro-white and something could happen to him off the back of him going black power, black this, black that, black blah, blah, blah on a massive stage like that, on the Grammys, was it the Grammys, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a massive stage like that, now he's put a target on his back.
Yeah,
that's what I think is the brave part.
How many musical activists have been killed before? How many musical activists have been killed before? Look at how many people preaching the right message have been killed.
In America, especially.
No, I agree with you. A lot of people have been killed off for promoting that message.
That's
got to be an aspect of bravery going up there.
That's what I think.
In front of millions of people.
For me, that's the reason why I think it's brave, is because
I think it's brave in this time. We've come so far to this point where it is all about just promoting something, the numbers, and making it a hit at all costs. So compromising, you know, your creative values, your morals, and all this stuff. So when someone actually stands up and they just do something, they're just completely normal of what an artist does. If you have looked at the history of popular music of the 20th century, then it's kind of like, yeah, this is actually what normal should be, and you are a bunch of punks out there who are just shaking your ass, you know, and just chatting rap frack.
To some level, like, being an artist in itself isn't a normal thing to do, is it? It's being brave to say and be honest and make a statement. So even like carrying on doing that on a wider scale can be seen as bravery, no matter if, like, I agree with you, it should be normal for you to go out and stay real to who you were from day one.
It is normal to me.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm saying, like,
that means there's not many normal artists anymore then.
No, there aren't, because people are so seduced by capitalism and the corporate dream that is sold through the industry. There's the music industry and there's music world, you know what I mean? And those are two completely different entities. Like, I have no interest or aspirations or respect for the music industry, do you know what I mean? And I think a lot of people doing really interesting shit, saying shit, they have no respect or love from the music industry either. And, you know, that why aren't these artists massive? Kind of thing. So it's about who gets promoted. But it's about who gets promoted. Who gets into the position where you have a budget behind you and you're being promoted and pushed by different corporate elements. That's what gets you access to a wider audience.
Yeah,
unless you're being supported by shows like here.
You switched it up, because we're talking about who's him being brave. Not like, we know he's got the support, but the fact that he's got that much support saying the stuff he's saying, do you know what I mean? There's got to be something to that. But we got to get into something even more important right now on the hip hop show, and that's a live performance from Pupils of the Clock. Sick. Bitches and Bitches. What's the tune we're going to do?
DMT.
And this is off the album.
I said, what the tune, not the drug.
This is off the album Timeless.
Thank you very much.
It's off the album Timeless.
Final tune.
Final track.
The conclusion.
So is this off Experience, this track?
It's actually nothing to do with the drug. Stands for Dead Men Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because DMT is a spirit molecule, connects all of us.
That's the last track.
And there you go.
Yeah. You're going to die. Bye.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this, man.
How do I play it?
I have to stand up. I ain't rapping, sitting down.
Yeah.
Lazy Eyes. Top. Pupils of the Clock. This one's called DMT.
Shout out to Richie Swift on the beat.
Yeah.
All day.
DMT, Dead Men Tomorrow. Headline in your own show with no set to follow. DMT, never know where your life might lead. Live your dreams, don't be going out silently. DMT, Dead Men Tomorrow. Man, I just love music. That's why I hate the fact that they abuse it and use it to make you buy into their fake solutions. They're praying that I'll break, but I won't. I don't dilute my views for the sake of any greater movement, unless it's positive. But the they that I speak of only deal in the opposite, but opposites attract. So the anonymous optimist is back to follow promises of offering the facts. Sorry, I should say relevant views, cause I've said this to you. A fact is just a relative truth. I repent with benevolence and step in the booth. My penance is due in the messages these letters ensue, cause I could die tomorrow. So why should I reside in sorrow? Pupil of the clock, learn the worth of the time I've borrowed. All connected through definitive mortality, but infinite and intricate wisdoms that we give clarity. This divine design isn't mine. We're all points on a line, conjoined by the ointment of time. Try avoiding the signs, but I think what you'll find is we're all intertwined in spirit and mind. I think what you'll find is we're all intertwined in spirit and mind. DMT, Dead Men Tomorrow. Headline in your own show with no set to follow. DMT, never know where your life might lead. Live your dreams, don't be going out silently. DMT, never know when your death will come. Live your brothers, cause the world isn't meant for some. All equal in the spinning rock that's spent and borrowed. Alive today but could be dead men tomorrow.
I'm still loving that I'm writing hate. Ill brother with the timeless fade, but I could die today. And who signs my grave? I pray I go out singing old rhymes to
to the vision. Hope sign my decision in this complex. Discover what was written, smitten in its context. Like I don't speak for myself. Pupils for the children. Seek love and health. I'll prove innocently who wins. Our synergy is too thick. Willing to be different, not knowing if the crew fits. Like who's this? Thinking they be steering off our cruise ship. Fearing what is new. Soothsayers of this huge trip. When my eyes too lazy to open. Mind up my line, still wait to be quoted. Force of the mind, keep the name of me flowing. No plausible crime should refrain me from knowing that my statements on life maintain. Though the show must end, most robust friend. Would they know us? Then kick shows, trust them that they'll sing about us. Ring around me with the sickened outlook. Quickly doubting my disfiguring of inner outcomes. Listening to the conditions between this and Malcolm. Wish printing distinction will indict their crowning. Citizens will sing at kings like it's the mission to follow. Live life like my last could be dead men tomorrow. I live life like my last could be dead men tomorrow. DMT, dead men tomorrow. Headlining your own show with no set to follow. DMT, never know where your life might lead. Live your dreams, don't be going out silently. DMT, never know when your death will come. Love your brothers cause the world wasn't meant for some. All equal in this spinning rock that's spent and borrowed. Alive today but could be dead men tomorrow.
DMT, right?
Very nice. Peoples of the clock.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So what's the info to share with people about the new album? Where can they pick it up? Like,
It's on everything. iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify, Tidal. Yeah. Like, all everything, yeah.
So you Google Pupils of the Clock Timeless, you'll find it somewhere. With, like, the whole front page if you Google Pupils of the Clock, which is useful.
Yeah, we made it, Mom.
So can you did you fund this all yourselves? Like, you guys have put this all together yourself, putting it out yourself. What's the idea with the first track being scribbled out?
The whole story behind the album artwork is basically we wanted to make it look like the back of your textbook when you just scribble it. Obviously not like dicks and shit, but when you're just scribbling shit over the back of the artwork. So that's like, I thought I messed something up and then we just left it on the side and I was scribbling all over it. And then we looked at it the next day and was like, actually, that's kind of sick. We should stick with that idea.
Yeah, it's wicked.
And then definitely when I wrote the Google track,
it. I literally messed it up.
Even just check out the artwork because they put the work into making it very fly. Thank you so much for coming through and seeing
us
today, guys.
Yes, man, killed it with that performance as well, boy. You lost energy on that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, really feeling, man. So
enjoying it. And keep it locked up next. We've got Foreign Beggar stepping into the studio and the open mic is on the way. This is FUBAR.
Socrates in the house, about to turn it on out. Images, paper, character is the flesh. Over time, they both rot. Choose which is the best. Socrates' philosophy, I choose the latter. Of the two, drop a jewel and watch a nigga scatter. While the time ticks on to the early morning breaks the dawn. I'm an emperor whose empire crushes the pawn. Giving new birth to a novel scene. Building my dreams. Blow out your smoke screen. I seen winners come and losers go. Or is it the other way around? These days, I don't know. Good guys finishing last, I pass on that. I'ma die in first place. Put my ass on that. Who's really number one? It's up to you. I got everything I need, plus a buck or two. Separate your needs from wants, and life simplifies. My wife and son be happy, success in my eyes. I speak on me and not on you. Choose your own lane and your face unscrewed. I got too much to lose, spending time to be hating on you. Respect socks, he put faith on you. Though give and take can be unbalanced, and business in the hood never goes unchallenged. I'ma quote the words of a shoddy, but who is becomes who was, and who could have been who never be somebody. Got a little green in my jeans. The earth is mean, everybody plotting on a scheme. Wow for the night, fuck being polite. You looking for Jesus? Maybe I'ma be him tonight. Tonight, let the beef cook. I'ma stew that shank. The fat lady is singing. Ask me who I thank. The power I possess is alchemistry. Nothing is something lovers and haters gon' remember me. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out. No doubt.
Yeah,
couple double D's. Okay. Two couples double dating in a bacon double cheese. Stuff I must have seen many times on a billboard. How to make a rich man buy, make him feel poor. How to make a stick man cry, make him real or just draw him eyes and let him see what he was built for. Someone was bored and made us to fill space on a big blackboard until the day we're erased. Little black boy with a smile on his face, some chalk on his hands and some thoughts on faith. Maybe heaven is the height of the stakes at the gates where they ask what you loved and how much time did you waste. And hates the hell at the bottom of a waterless well. We scale down but get less in the pale. Guess it's something like an addict's life, something like a battered wife. Cause what we cling to can kill us, but still it's hard to sacrifice.
If the time runs out, then brother, you will get tuned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time,
first thing I noticed was how LA shoes would shine. Put my sleeve up my arm to take a glimpse at the time. A breeze through the window produced melodies from a chime. Offered him a cigarette and slowly closed the blinds. Told Martin I had a secret. Keep it. What I'ma say is convoluted, you probably won't believe it. It's totally incumbent of me, the story's redundant. I see time linear, which allows me to jump it. See the configurations in my mind and the circumference specific to one space, yet we are all still one with. I'm what they call a looper, Dr. Luther, and today is April 4th, 1968. And tomorrow, it's totally imperative, globally to the heritage. You permit me to double as you and allow me to be a surrogate. Each sentence, cause my existence one cerebit. You're looking at the future, the product of an experiment that will hopefully change what remain. Discrimination, nuclear war, pain. So hold my hand, feel the alchemy. Take a glimpse into my mind and see yourself on the balcony in time. Time, time,
time. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get tuned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt.
Anyway.
Socrates, Father Time, 2018. That's a special version featuring Shad and Pharoah Monch. He also recently dropped the Underground Tapes Deluxe Edition. Should we close that door? And includes the behind-the-scenes commentary of the making of every track along there as well. So check it poor out Abs, on Spotify.
Man. Yo, poor Abs. Shout out to Abby because she's got to deal with hip-hop every Monday from 4 to 6. 6 p.m.
And
I always feel it for her. And speaking of hip hop, guess who we got in the building, bitches and bitchettes?
We are joined by Foreign Beggars. It's been a long time coming, guys, but you're here.
Yeah. Yes,
it's good to be in the building.
She'll dig into you if you do
I'll
that with the mic.
Hold tight the applause. That was nice.
Yeah, she will. Jeez. Literally, she'll pull out that fake penis and dig it right into your back if you don't talk into the mic properly, bro. What's going on, man?
Don't get them excited,
mate. We got Orifice Vogatron. We can still call you that, innit?
Yeah, of course.
Everyone
man.
Likes to call you by
especially
your real name. I hate that shit, man. Say again.
Especially if you're bringing a fake penis.
This is the theme of today's interview.
Yeah.
It is a pretty memorable MC name.
Yeah, man. Fuck, I was 19.
I think
that's
19
my 19-year-old self taking the piss out of me right now.
Nah, no, remember though, me, when you explain.
The story's deep about it, you know. Yeah. So like,
they're going to have to listen back to the show, innit? When was it? It was like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah, year and a half ago. Yeah, maybe 2 years ago.
How you been, man?
All right, man. Still here. Still doing the thing.
Yeah, you lot just dropped this album, right?
Tutu Karma just came out about a month ago. And yeah, it's nice, man. The response has been cool. We got another track from the album to drop. The final single was Foreign Beggars featuring Rag & Bone, man. Called Standard, and that's dropping in about 3-4 weeks with the vinyl, I reckon, as well. But yeah, it's good, man. Just being back on the road again. I guess we never stopped being on the road.
I was so gonna say, like, you guys just stay busy. I bump into you in the weirdest places. Yeah. Like, I'll just be in Iceland or something. I'm like, oh, it's Orifice Vogatron.
It's an Orifice. Let me get my fake dick out. See if it's real.
Don't get excited. Don't get excited, guys. Calm down. This is a hip hop show.
Yeah, true.
Calm down.
You wouldn't think it, eh?
So like, what were you going to say? You were saying.
It's just nice, isn't it? Just. We play more in like Europe than we play in England, innit? So it's more likely that we're going to bump into you. Yeah, you see it, bro. Yes,
Europe's a big place though, innit? You know what I mean? Yeah. We could just got to keep it special in England as well.
Yeah, I think exactly. As well, like, it's where we forget this is a small island. As much as we like to, like, but it's like, it's a small place, man. Yeah, there's only so much you could do within a period of time. So it makes sense. And I like the fact that people are going over to Europe as well, because it's so close, but we don't realize how different we are. Do you know what I mean? Because of the fact we stay, you know what I mean? Yeah, but when you go over there, you're like, man, we should be doing this more often. Look, you know that already, man.
What are you saying about Brexit then?
See, like, I'm from the Commonwealth, so I can't really feel sorry for your asses. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I have to get
even
all types of visas, everything.
Dissed now as well.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm from the brown Commonwealth, which is not
okay,
the Commonwealth.
Okay.
We took your money, Commonwealth. It's our wealth now, basically. So, I mean, yeah, Brexit is a fuckery. I mean, and the whole thing is just like, it's just, again, powers that be kind of misleading, you know, people into making a decision for their own personal gain or a small section of society's personal gain. But for me to feel sorry for people because they got to fill out a form to travel, nah, man, I have to get a visa to come back here 5 times a year. So me and my Indian passport feel no sympathy for people with a European passport. Oh, shit.
This is normal for
poor
you, basically.
You, fill a fucking form in so you can get on a plane.
But what's that about you guys being so busy in Europe, more busy in Europe than in the UK then?
No, I wouldn't say it's more busy. Okay. It's just that. No, so if you go to France, for example, there's like, you know, you can go to France and do it like a 40, 50 date tour with the places that there and the venues are. But then there's France, Germany, Spain, you know, like there's loads of countries out there. So that's like, we're talking England and Europe, you're comparing a country to a continent there. So it's like, you know, there's lots of places to go to.
Options. There are options over there still.
Mm-hmm. What has been the craziest ride for you lot then with this journey since? Because I remember back in my day, fucking hell, you know, from where? When did it start popping? From 2003,
4-ish? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, properly.
And then up till now, what's been the craziest ride for the Foreign Beggars? What's been the weirdest shit where you're like, fuck, we really made it now?
Bruv, I don't even know. Do you know what? Like, I think the funniest thing for me was going to Glastonbury after, like, Bad Man Rhythm come out. And, you know, we got to number 7 in the charts. And I was like, yeah, okay, sick. And I'm walking through the crowd. And then this girl sees me. She's like, oh, I recognise you. I know this better. I was like, ooh, like, block party, innit? Because I used to get that all the time, bro. Even my son will walk past the picture of, like, Kelly or whatever his name is.
I know him as well.
Oh, yeah, it's peak, man. It's peak.
Seriously.
I had to change my hair and everything,
bro.
But that's the thing, yeah. That's when I thought, I was like, okay, cool, man's getting recognised on road,
nah. Block party was getting loud. I didn't tell him that story.
I feel like, how many, because there's a couple people missing now, innit? What happened to Dag Nabbit and all that?
Dag Nabbit's there, man.
What's the official lineup then?
Well, basically, Dag's not a full time producer in the group anymore, as before he was. Like, for the first
time. He used to always be drunk, innit? Dag, was that right? Or I'm wrong about that?
I think you're kind of like profiling him a little bit because he's Scottish.
Well,
you know,
I was
like,
asking. You know, I was asking. Like, it was a yes or no question.
He does love a beer. But Dag's, you know, he's got like, he's got like his life together on different levels, you know what I mean? Like, plus he does other work. He does produce full time, but he doesn't want to produce full time, you know, like he even made that Rizzle Kicks tune, a Down with the Trumpets tune. And, you know, so he does his thing. But in terms of our production, I think we kind of diversified and went into a lot of electronic stuff, which he wasn't necessarily into or making at the time. So full lineup, I'd still say, is myself, Metropolis, and No Names.
That's one of my guys there.
He's the coolest dude.
This guy got us. We lost our tickets in Newcastle. Me, Stig, Scrine, and No Names. I ain't gonna mention who lost our tickets because that'll bait them up. But No Names was the one who got us back. He just put on the charm because you know when you get on the train from Newcastle and they're like, "Yeah, where's your tickets? No ticket. You're gonna have to get off at County Durham or wherever the next stop was." No Names, I don't know what he did, but he just disappeared, did some smoochy, speechy, blah, 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 and then the lady come out, tits out, everything. She's like, hey, here's your tickets to get back to London. Bruv. I was like,
it's a gift, man.
I've gone and they've looked at me and said, no. And then he's gone. They've been like, no. And we're like, look, we're putting our life on the line. This is really important. And he'll go and be like, hey. And they'll be like, oh, of course.
Yeah, it's mad.
Here's a discount as well.
You
practiced that well in Foreign Beggars, didn't you? You're like, yeah, we need the Asian guy. We've got the guy who looks like the guy from Block Party. And then we've got the safe white guy who we can just send him out.
Kind of
token.
Was it planned out? Yeah. It was planned
out. That's hilarious, man. Yeah.
Still looking on that Asian DJ, though.
Oh, yeah?
We need a...
What, East Asian?
Or like a dancer or something.
Okay.
What happened to the magician dude? I swear there was a magician dude part of you lot.
No, that's Dynamo.
Nah.
Was that Dynamo?
Yeah, but he wasn't in our crew.
He wasn't in the crew.
What, he used to do go around with you or something. No,
there was a beatboxer called Shlomo. But
maybe I'm
not to be confused with Dynamo.
Shlomo, Dynamo, it all sounds the same. Fucking hell, they look the same as well, bro.
John.
Innit? That's crazy. So what was the idea behind the name 22 Karma?
It's just like we'd made one track and we really liked the name of that track, and then it's like the whole concept being, because if you listen to the album, like there's not really like any particular message being pushed, but there's just loads of like little sentiments of like how we feel about the way the world's changing at the moment for all this Brexit and, you know, Trump and all this rare. So it's just like, yeah, like the concept is you'll get 2-2 karma for all the madness that's going on in it.
Mm. Oh, 2-2 karma. So it's like 2-2s now.
Yeah.
Right, you not bringing that back. I'm loving that, boy, because the people saying lit. That's some old school 80s rock star word, lit.
Yeah, bro.
And what's the other one? There's another old school word where you're like, why are people saying that now?
Yeah, I swear Nang's coming back now as well.
Is it? Nang's. But you not bringing 2-2s now.
Yeah.
2-2s. That's a West London phrase, boy. 2-2s now, man. Get conk in there. Do you get me?
And last week we discussed Speng.
Yeah, Speng.
Speng. Speng.
I love that.
Speng.
I know, it's like, warmed my heart to hear Speng again.
It's a time of endearment sometimes, but then you used to put down as well. My name's a Speng, you know. Nah, that's my Speng, bro.
Yeah, I've kept that one alive.
We've got to keep
two twos
going
now. See, a lot of people, I'm saying 22 karma, but 2-2s.
2-2 karma.
Ah, that's interesting.
We've been messing up all these weeks. We've been supporting the new album.
So you guys are going to perform a track for us off the album, right?
But you were saying you wanted to perform a track called Mission. Is that correct?
Mission. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Why this track particularly complete. Did you want to perform?
Just because the subject matter is so good, and
you can swear on
it's one of the it's one of the favorite. I think it's one of the favorite tracks that we've done for a long time for me personally.
Mm.
And yeah, it's not something we perform in a show, so let's do it on the radio.
Cool. Nice. How exciting!
You getting involved as well. We got Illerman in here. Say hello, Illerman.
Yes.
What's happening, people? Thanks for that, Pav.
Yes. Strong beard, boy.
Lovely, mate.
Illerman got that strong beard game.
Man had the lumberjack thing on for about a year and a half. I had to cut it down. Too much maintenance, hair drying it. And
you must find shit. Like, you find shit. Like, right, what's this?
That's what I was feeling.
Mr. Twits.
Fluffing ting
in there. A little butt in there, bro.
Yeah, love the Twits.
Yeah, man. Lovely to be here.
Oh, it's Ricky, lovely man. To have you here. We've been waiting. You've kept us waiting for far too long. So let's do it. We've got Foreign Beggars in the house, and this is the cut, the mission from the brand new album 2-2 Karma. Are you hearing yourselves all right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, yes, London town. Straight off of 2-2 Karma. Mm.
All tight bangs here, the production. All tight Afronaut Zoo. This one's emotional.
You put the hands in there.
Yeah, you see it.
Hey, you don't do this live.
No, we haven't.
It's
we
got
haven't
a
yet.
Festival feel to it.
Yeah,
though, man.
Yeah,
put
yeah,
your
exactly.
hands in
there. Yeah, you see it.
Pull your pants down. Foreign Beggars, my beloveds.
Yeah,
it's got the epic intro.
Okay. Yeah. Standing at the crossroads.
Crossroads.
At the end of the path where the flock go. Feeling blessed by the gods and when I'm gone. In between the time the sun sets and the cock crows. Trying to make the right moves, getting cold feet. Although we've been walking on hot coals. Cause the clock shows no mercy for lost souls. And your socks show potholes when you got goals. Martin Luther King had a dream that did not grow. He got popped by a demon, the plot goes. Black folks still carry that hope. Still carry that yoke that broke. But the crack show. Whole generations of youth that cannot grow. Without asking the truth, where did pops go? Why are we enslaved in gangs? Now we're in chains that hang at the torso. In the wardrobe. Life in the belly of the beast. Striving to get a better eat. Gotta climb to the peak. But the incline's hella steep. When your mind's an enemy to defeat. We've been programmed to be weak. Brainwashed by the slow jams. And the radio jams. And repeat the rent scam is so peak. Some of us got a shop gram. So we're getting those grams by the week. The man's got pockets but the line kinda deep. And he can't reach. Sometimes he might throw a little chump change at the school board. But the quality's a thing that you can't teach. Or solve while you're jetting to a Palm Beach. Taking selfies with street kids that can't eat. That's the part of the system you can't beat. To we all come together as one piece.
Ah, this is us.
Young Beggars, not 22 sure Karma.
The journey is evil, what is it?
Up to Astronaut Zoo.
With the backpack full of burden, so I stay.
He's down the hook.
Astronaut Zoo.
I'ma keep it moving so long as it's working. The curtain, yeah.
Are we defined by conscience? Destined to walk a smoke park as the cross fits. In a world with the godless and not suggesting a what. Leslie the blind, it's a hot mess. How are we gonna progress? Well, my ethnicity's got me sitting on the watch list. Honestly, honestly, I hear a lot less. So a false prophet, profiteers of a lost script. If it ain't progress, it's nonsense. If it ain't us, it's a lot less. How you gonna be a voice for the truth when you miss it to a love for a skit in a dead dress? Cyberspace, we connect, but we're not friends. Productivity's up, but to what end? I ain't trying to fake up, watch the world end. So I find peace and these beasts, that's a godsend. So I see the world different. See the world burning to me, that's the system. Well aware that shit can change in an instant. But seen the world turn its back and its children. Ostracized, but we never play the victim. We come from the edge, there's a difference. Even learn about love from a distance. But learn from the world, that's a difference. So I think the unthinkable, live the unlivable, speak the unspeakable. They said I was an outcast, said it was a cause for concern, but I showed I'm invisible. I ain't living in the clouds, both feet on the ground. Realize they're invisible. If I play by your rules, I'm a criminal. Love transcend all hate in the physical.
Nice.
Hey. Hard decision, to live or to die for the mission. Not sure if the journey is evil, what is trying to fly. The backpack full of burden, so I stay swerving, swerving. I'ma keep it moving so long as it's working. Swerving till I see the road falling off the curtain. Yeah, so I stay swerving. I'ma keep it moving so long as it's working.
Foreign Beggars. Hey. What a treat.
Yeah, I see why you're feeling that track. Yeah, that's a powerful message. You're going to confuse some of you lot's fans with that shit. They'll be like...
You know, I think we've confused them enough anyway over the years.
Already.
So,
yeah.
They're used to it now.
It's always been that, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, we don't call... I mean, it's like, we say all kinds of shit, and then, but at the same time, we'll do whatever the fuck we want, you know? So it's not like...
Isn't it a blessed life?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, man. Hell
yeah. You guys are happy with it, though, yeah?
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
That's good, man.
Wake up and do what we do. At this point, like, it's a blessing, man. Mm. Yeah. Hell yeah.
And you said that's who was on that cut on the chorus, sorry?
Astronaut Zoo. He's a sick brother. He produces, he raps, he sings, and he's incredible.
Yeah, he's cool.
And, like, we tried a few people because, like, we, you know, we kind of knew we had the verses and we just needed that vocal in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, we tried a few people, it just didn't really work. And then he just come through and just duppied it, bro. Yeah, like, just duppied it.
Sometimes that's what it takes, isn't it? It's like you can hear it in your head, you don't know exactly what it is, but someone, once they hit the nail on the head, like you said, then bam.
Yeah, no.
That's really good to hear, man. That's a powerful track, right? You lot should do a video for that for sure.
Yeah, man. Love to, man. It's a mad thing, like in a desert somewhere. Thinking like Jodeci. Diary of a Mad Band, you know what I mean?
I can see it now. Orifice with one titty out, the dungarees on.
Yes.
Yo, hey,
that
bro,
was a guilty smile on his face there.
Yo, I want to say,
actually,
we appreciate you lot coming through because, you know, there's a lot of artists that we've known for a long time that, you know, obviously they become famous people. Like, people going crazy, like, oh, shit, they're coming in. Some of them. You know, it's like we got to beg them to come in off of the back of them being famous, which is cool, but it's like, come on, we know who you are. Like, you don't need to.
And don't forget back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's a trade-off with everything, but, you know.
But also, that's why I loved when I bumped into you guys at the Task Force show.
Yeah,
I was just like, just grimy in the crowd. That's what I'm talking about.
That's where we come up from.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
proper fucking...
For real.
That's a legacy for us.
And I have to apologise. It's just because I was so into the show that I didn't say a good enough hello to you.
Man.
But I was meaning to.
I didn't even think about that. It was funny, though, because, like, when Chester was like, yeah, man, is there any MCs in the crowd?
Yeah.
Because we were in a different show around the corner. And we were just like, I was like, P, let's do it.
Yeah, we
roll up, isn't it? Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah, that's
not really for us. That's for like, you know, the young MCs coming up and shit. And he was like, yeah, it looks at me, we're going up. I was like, bruh, nah, it's not really appropriate. And then he's just, next thing he's on stage and they're like, oh, Foreign Beggars in the building. I was like,
that's wicked, bro.
But
after that, I'm sure people were like, yo, you know?
So to
do something like that that people wouldn't expect is a beautiful thing. Yeah, and it shows nice, humility. Really like, you're nice. we're famous, but guess what? Yeah, we still love this shit, you know?
About this thing, man.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. I wish we could tap for longer, but we got to bounce now because it's open mic.
I did want to say quickly that it was a nice surprise seeing Scorsese on your album as well, because it felt like, you know, that'll be a bit of a curveball for some Foreign Beggars fans, isn't it?
Yo,
you know, people might not have ever heard of him.
Yo, he was supposed to be on Asylum Speakers, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were meant to do the tune. Like, if you look at the first press release that I put out for Where Did the Song Go, it was like, yeah, Out Deville's going to be on the Asylum Speakers album.
Oh.
It just, you know, it just never transpired because of life issues or whatever.
Wow.
So I like stayed in touch with him and then was like, all right, cool, I got the next beat for you. And then, you know, whatever, disappeared or whatever. But I was like, come to the album, I was like, we were thinking, who the fuck are we going to get on this tune? Rare. Spoke to Chester. He was like, yeah, cool. Didn't transpire. And then it was like, fuck, let me just send it to Scores, man. And he was like, yo, I'm in. So
that's beautiful.
Happened, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming through. Are you going to hang around for the open mic?
I got to roll out.
Well,
Who knows?
Illa's here. Illa's on the shellers.
Yay! That's what he likes. That's open mic coming through next. We got a whole gang of people in the house. Guys, thank you so much.
Cheers for having us.
It's so lovely to see you, and you know we're going to be supporting that. This is FUBAR Radio. Open mic coming up next.
That tune's powerful, mate. I love it.
I know it's been a while since you heard the James Brown. Let me give you what you want. Turning up to 10, let the system funk. We assist you, jump and act silly. Relax your mind, leave the business to Billy. If you feel chilly, we can warm it up. But I can't divulge the formula. I got $1 million code, $1 million password. Can't twist my arms, mom's got the last word. Don't feel perturbed, it's just the way it goes. Before you feel the wilds, you must feel the woes. The ups and the downs, the highs and the lows. The peaks and the troughs, the friends and the foes. Come in abundance, with no edits. The freaker of the funk, but I don't get the credit. No. Doesn't last long round here. P's and Q's doesn't mean you persevere. Life is a circle full of wear and tear. Excitement, extra rare, tear, tear. No consolation, there. If it doesn't work out, try again next year. Imagine if I had a budget. Must confess, it's the best high I covet. I love it, place nothing above it. It said you know what, but that's a different topic. The pen and pad work, lab work is official. Chew through the bone down to the gristle. Apostle with a pistol, slap it on the dashboard just to make it crystal clear. TY is a world from here. Every breath I breathe is a world premiere. That's all.
Definitely go and check out Ty's new album, It's a Work of Heart. That track is called Harper's Revenge. Just taken from there. Listen back to when Ty was on the show. We have got a gabble of MCs here ready to rip it up. Maybe even Orifis Volgatron will come through to the studio as well. But we're joined right now by Blaze the Mic Smoker, Lloyd Luther, Stanza Divan.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
What's up? Where's my mic? God, God damn.
Are you ready to do this? Seeing as we're running low on time. Where's our camera person? We want to definitely document
this. Yo, Lloyd, how you doing, man? Lloyd, quickly say hello before we get into this.
Yo.
What's going on, bruv?
You good? I'm all right now. I'm good.
I've seen you.
Good.
You're getting out there, out and about, man. Getting busier and busier, innit?
You know how it is.
That's good to see, man. It's
doing
good to see. And you've got people talking, man. Like, because you've been smashing up these open mics as well. Stanza Divan, say hello, brother.
What's happening, bro?
Yeah, you've been getting crazy as well now.
Oh, I'm doing a little bit, man. I'm trying, bruv. Trying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how's it been?
Yeah, it's been good. The feedback for the last one was sick.
Yeah, man. So are you living in Leicester or you're in London?
Where? Living in Leicester.
Oh,
I've been
nice,
in Leicester,
man.
Like 10 years, man.
Wicked.
Okay, yeah. Let's get into this because we've only got go.
Blaze the Mic Smoker.
What's on?
What's going on? Welcome to the show, brother.
Bless for having me on, man.
Sorry for rushing you around, but you know how it is. When famous people come through, the world changes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're about to get into this open mic right about now. Who we got on the beat, DJ Sarah Love?
On the beat this week is Mick Swagger.
Mick Swagger.
So
Are you on Instagram? You doing?
No, there? I'm just filming because we're minus a camera person immediately, but we're running out of time, so let's just do this. I'd rather get like as much rapping in as possible. You
know. Then, we'll pray the beat there. Then shut the fuck up, girl. You know.
Yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I'm killing time for us.
Lazy
to get
eyes.
Ready.
You saying it off? Yeah.
Lazy eyes from pupils of the clock. Check.
You know, if we can keep them short bars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
16s, 20s, 24s.
Can I have this mic up a little
sweet.
Bit?
So you let, when you're on your last four bars, you go, so that person knows, all right?
I move wise under blue skies. Send the beat through 2 seconds of news tide. Man, I swear rappers all committing suicide. Spitting whack lyrics on a track next to Lazy Eyes. Own best predator. Only competition, man, I'm just trying to better the steps we already took. One bar already shook. And when the penny drops, then I'll pen a hook. Man, uniques ain't cut out for this. But it's okay, some get by counterfeit like OJ. You need to switch your hobby like the old sway. Yeah, I'm enjoying what we've gotten, cause I know pain. A rap ain't nothing but a bold face. Acting hood for your old mates trying to fold paper in the dough race. Posing with hoes, homies are so lame. You're outdated, I'm outstanding and outspoken. I've been aiming for the skies, now the clouds open. Slim opportunity in the British Isles. Yeah, you can pinch my image, but you can't mimic style. Skipping miles ahead, repping my coast, fam, in this game. Trust you can't simulate
the goat,
man.
They think they're sick with the pen, but I leave them stationary. Got black balls, can't get blackballed from masonaries. Ain't hurt, but I'm alive like Kenny. Doing sign language like a chick does. When I hit the belly, they ignore me like Usher ignores STDs. But wanna watch me on a daily like Grease. Real victory for independent music. When I blow like a fiend, cut half the man aside, acting like they're me. Damn, the world's panicking, cause these man are sick, you could have it. This planet managing to turn having bliss to a labyrinth. Youths on the states getting gats and flicks, cause their dad's a bitch and mothers wanna play sick games. So what, the family split? Soaky cannabis. It's like anything to these average kids. Closing youth clubs, it's damaging, cause these man in parliament don't care, cause they're managing like when Alex Ferguson was in Man U and they're wondering why their act is sick. I stand out with no beard and a bald head. Always told you it shows no fear when you don't trend. It don't mean you're real if you look like you're a candidate. Like it don't mean that you're really rasta just cause you've grown dreads. Or watch man snitch on themselves like they're no feds. But roads on the use to them, tell the truth so they progress. I pissed you all off, where should I go next? Got toxic feminist convos with women in my DMs getting no sex. If you need a man, why holler me if you're blessed? Dick costs more this year, I'm on a protest.
It's the silly type prick and I'm booking nights up. I'm a skinny white kid with a book of rhymes, bruv. I couldn't find muscle, I ain't looking quite tough. But I get enough exercise pushing my luck. Oh, wouldn't I just like some cushy nice bod? Light up a zoogie boogie with a hoodie type slot. And pull a nice one like a beer tap. Shut the mic dust off, cut the lines up. You couldn't fight us cause you are a toy like when Woody fights Buzz. So please place your bets in the bookies lineup. As I'm striking with precision like a sniper in a prime position. Act guys that like to bite my written's not a wise decision. Try to listen, I bust the fresh schemes. Call me the jam master the way I run DMCs. And I'll keep killing my till enough respect scene while you'll keep sucking dick like a slut with red meat.
I'm impressive cause I'm obsessive. Definitely messing with tech. I made the message delectable. Essence extraterrestrial. Ooh. Celestial. Evident when we're repping at festivals. Definite esoteric but every record is seminal. Anything less than incredible is never acceptable.
cats all these sensitive. Just the pen is dead with their wrecking ball. Kept it progressive for breaders with extra melanin. Irrespective of where the decimal is, perishing plentiful. Peep this, young black brother from the East Mids. You ain't on point, I don't know what to tell you. All we ever really do is sleep, shit. Hit the gym and eat vegan health foods. You man to get burnt trying to be lit. You better pre what they're trying to sell you. Ain't you got business to tend to? Ain't the rent due? We're obsessive consumers who surrender intelligence to computers. Stuck in this triangle like Bermuda, voluntarily blind. So we don't like the truth much, rather hide from it like the Ku Klux. We could shine a light in the dark for the planet like the moon does. But patient angels stay waiting to recruit us. Eye contact with Medusa, what the loot does. I missed the last lunar, glued to my Lumia. Poison is consumed even though the universe produces food for us. We're already rich, but that's news to us. And broadcast lies hide all the truth from us. Plus we're losing sleep trying to find out who to trust. True enough, lack of gratitude might ruin us. Whoever sketched the earth might just screw it up. And it's everything to do with us. More connected than ever, but losing touch, trust.
Yeah, everybody on the road is murderous, which you are. The young ones are getting higher and tipsy. Everybody getting lost in their own thoughts. And about if you trade, the results is riskier. Walking, breathing, long loose can get man put in a knife from a gunfight. And talking, eating, pum pum, get man involved in some shit that's dumb. Like he said this and she said this one, whatever to that one's flat like them. Like us again, the boys and I'm glad he's bits bad and short. I got in the bunker, the jig in the dance. And the man I got double, the man I got back in the gun of his gallant. And G was flat, number life got lost in his blood on his hands. All of this in the sea, that's well with the air, so thick, man, you can tell. Gonna be a bad day, imagine like then, and if things are different, if ever, wherever, please. If there's a god and a devil, then let go, chain and scream like metal, make it change, man, make it better. Cause the man I'm a bug, they need repelling, so fuck the beef and work together. Fuck the drama, right together. Fuck the guns and scuff to get a bit of respect. Use the fist up, barrettes, don't fuck the white, don't sniff to get no confidence boost, but eat together. All of this in the sea, that's well with the air, so thick, man, you can tell us. I'm waving it down like I'm saying hello to Satan, blood. I will slap man with a broomstick, or you can to a pagan, I go, and when I pub it, God slap for all them mugging, so watch this shit get peak fishing, rod right in your nuggets. Tequila in my face, DMT's in the brain. You can catch me in your sister's bed holding a cup of the E's. I live the peak like baby under the street lights and pavements. I'm buzzing like wow, Mr. Green.
Yo, it's Tuck, new face in the game. Spell it with a full stop, no space in the name. Changing the pace in this most vacant of places. Erase any trace of the haters that slick, cause there's no debating. We flip tracks like we're skating. So when I say go hit the pipe, you won't see me fading, just racing. Ready for impact bracing, so I can take the hits while you sit back with patience. To listen as I break fakes with these statements and glisten as the shimmer from my pain hits the pavement. The winner is the one who's left drained at the day's end, but still remains sane enough to brave away the grave sense. Same dents in my head, but it all makes sense. The earth just learns to forgive when you take less from it. I'm not a self-proclaimed prophet, but if supplied with a high horse, I'll get on it.
Kept chasing dreams, but the bitch runs too quick. New kicks, feeling different, but the shoe fits. Use this as every inspiration, pen and statements with the fuse lit. Swear I feel amazing when the beat kicks. Quit the blazing in the weed, kids. Sober souls to wavy and I'm seasick. Jaded when I see shit. Blame me when I DC. See me when I'm depleting. These evenings keep meeting with my wicked demons. Scheming and I'm stressed out. I don't wanna think now. Maybe we could link up. Maybe pour the drink out. Pray for me, I'll sit down. I just need a minute. Wait, drift away from feeling this in different ways. This medicine is sinister and filled with hate. Wishing to be different in the morning. Nothing ever changed. Fuck the current game. They love what you glorify. Burned away anxiety. The mind's full. Cauterized. There's pills to kill me and there's pills to save me. I got the skills to win, something's always changing. Medicine for better, medicine for worse. Wishing to be pure but lazy was born tainted.
They used to be on par with me, but I'm an albatross. Kill toxic masculinity's hypocritical paradox. They used to say that we're conspiracy theorists. Now they see why they're dropping bombs. But I know I'm just another walk to guys who flex their privilege. Saying I'm intimidating, knowing that most will take that serious. Because my skin is light, where's his snipes? I can speak truth all day, you're still biased. Stereotypes and then complain like chicks of a different shade. The black men are all the same, but only focus on roads like learner plates. I'm slicker than Rick. Why would I send you a dick pic? I'm on some silly black surprise, surprise ish. But I know the more silly. You're too late, man. I've clocked you. I'm like sat to year 10, cause you can't use your pen. Sounds like school when you speak on boyish men, though. I know I'm gaining status, cause when I write a status, those intimidated only write to wrong me for hiatus. High haters, priorities, challenging authorities, which benefits you, but you won't get it till I'm gone. Like me, Khalid, either force you to be better or hate winners. Find a kink in my armor, it's probably in the mirror. Malcolm and Martin in one, but I don't judge sinners. Each human has a summer and a winter. I must be Sigmund Freud. By all the mental ploys, I have to salute to rise. Got family taking cheap shots like a student night. Should've put my stepdad on the floor for how we messed up. Me and my mom's bomber guns watching and that's who is right. All I'm trying to do is move up and give the movement hype. But even close friends that snaky and hope my movements die. Luther tries, crosses like a move at night. She'll sit alone like a single mom on a Tuesday night. Who you know who do this right? I'm pro-black, but I ignorant hypocrite. If you think that means I can't move with whites, looking for a quality, but novelty. Honestly, honestly, like chip, I got a chip. Now nothing bothers me. Style's non-binary. Like souls who don't define the sex. Do life or death. Kill off Robin Cruz like US fighter jets. Don't care if you like my text. I do this for those who don't get life's respect. Probably cause they ain't hyping death.
This fucking mumble rap makes me chuckle, man. I make rappers shake like a fucking Nintendo Rumble pack. Cause I'm just fucking absurd when a juggle, a couple of words, the clown bringing trouble. Why just love that they're struggling versus a nutter that's bursting your bubble. With so many punches in the verses, by the end I'm just nursing my knuckles. Cause I have raps so damaging you have to have a sailing dripper. While your raps are as passive as Maddie McCann's babysitter. Twisted crazy, a slimmer shady that may be sicker than a villain raping and killing ladies while taking pictures. A villain from the terror age, forever chase skets while I'm dressed in the best flesh like Leatherface. A never face blaze, I'm a lion mate. You're high in the sky but I fly in space, cause I'm on a higher plane. Fire flames is what I speak, I light my weed with my raps. And my CD is the bomb, that's why I keep it in the rack. I'm sweeping in the map, creeping in the black. The demon reaper seeking people so I can eat them as a snack and leave them in the back. The southwest self-producing melt is proven to make the all-round best wealth of music and help the movement. I fucking love hip-hop, I'm bringing shots in the bars cause my spirit is tip-top. And shit scares been flipped off like a flip-flop. I make it kick off like football hooligans on the pit stop. Your shit, I'm pissed off, you're barely bringing the basics. I'm mimicking Blazers' images, despicable, face it. You're typical, not original, but convinced you're amazing. Like you think you could walk on water and then swim in the pavement.
Closer than close to making them rosy gains. Told my dreams I'd never let them go like Tina Moore. Women feel me like velour because I leave him deep in thought instead of leaving him distraught, dealing with corpse. And yeah, I left them meat, but I'll feast on an MC's corpse. Drop yourself in it thinking he ain't got the sauce. You ain't ready for this course, you're heavily underqualified. Type of rapper that these record labels sodomize. Rhymes are monetized, so I monopolize. I'd rather build up than topple guys. And as for the police, well, they want us in their cellars like bottled wine. Tell them Man United ain't worried about some stoppage time. Having conscious conversations with Lloyd. We used to hassle banks for cash like Jimmy Floyd. Now rappers are in a state because we're making Illinois. Gas them all you want, but you'll never fill the void. They're like, why is he going ham in these debates? I say there's only so much crap my nappy head can take. Cash rules everything around me, cream. But I ain't chasing peas to rub it in man's face. Word to my mother's MS, I'm trying to excel. Show the kids the sky's the limit and show them the chemtrails. Ever since we got here, blackheads have met hell. Never gelled well, so we ended up in their jail cells and lounging. Only got us losses, bruv, LL. When it comes to plates, I used to wash in tons like Denzel. I had to, offices weren't employing this black you. I've had to serve food to some customers that were mad rude. Induced bad news, like I should have spat in your damn food. On top of your dick of a boss who likes to lampoon. Looking for any excuse to sack you. So now you've got a bob and weave colleagues that he's got to try and track you.
Yo, yesterday's were nappy. I stole a bowl of punch, hid out, shit my motherfucking nappy, then passed out, walk in hell, battled the devil, standing down, flashed the light in the cell, yeah. Girls with crutchless pants, I threw some money in the pole position, I was fetal holding a can. My kidneys were screaming, please start treating me with respect, brother. I'm gonna stop your breathing, man. I'm threatened with addiction and it's killing me slowly. I jammed the exhaust of bananas like my name was Axel Foley and get the Beverly Hills drop, my heart get sucked from a porno star. This girl on road blood, I'm fucking caught up. This is my life in song, I'm speaking 11:30. My eyes are slit like swords, but I'm not taking a birdies. Brother ain't sweet like Haribo. No 2 pences for raps. I give them 16 bars. Yeah, I aim to please, and to the people them just pass. You're in my mind daily. I'm constantly caught in the fast lane way of life. The London dungeon where money goes before you get it. I used to waddle Piccadilly, drunk out of season light session again. And Illa Man's peers, check the way that he's talking, blood. You might just slit your ears, and you don't wanna do that. It's the alcohol possessing me. Don't pass me no Prozac. The guitarist did bless me with songs from heaven. They ain't shit. This ain't a bandwagon. 10 years running, it's a million drinks, a lot more parties and a million clicks. I ask the women that I love, I blow my nans a kiss, and they're soft like match and I'm all like still. Up on good foot, them by skank, man, sip 10 drinks, man, smoke some dank, man, roll for the jam like yo, walk one, it's the IWLAMAN. Get on the mic and cause MC stress. Do it for the love and I do it for the west, and I do it like a beast, like fuck who's next. Bump up them manhood for rhythms, pick this one like ooh, I kill it like ooh, I is it. All of the peas in the mood, like skimmy vibe, no gimmicks, you still can't see me. Better get specs and improve your vision, I'm boozed up in it when I display the balls and kiss my nuts when I should have teed it, man, better run.
Try to script so many parts. Trail to no avail. So as I lift the veil of past, apart with what my masking tells, these fleeting comments pass the page and lay themselves as artist tales. And lay themselves as artist tales. Every pain inrailed in the darkest hearts of laughs are wailed. And now I spend my days reflecting on the water sailed. reflecting on the water sealed eyes glazed with the image that I failed to paint. The landscape as it races past the window on the train. I see it every day, but it never looks the same. So many shades of pain contained in the place I stay. I got scars on my lost heart and now my blood runs grey. You got me questioning whether I still believe in fate, cause from what I've seen of late, everything I make seems to break. Now where's the fate in that? Losing control of the lucid dream I patrol. I'm here to take it back, breaking backs, placing weight on lover's shoulders. My legs are weak from running. I'm sorry I couldn't hold us up, cause I was always too down. I tried to make you laugh, but that mask is see-through now. Tears of a clown refracting the light before it hits my eyes. I'm hypnotized to think love's disguising, hidden despise, hideous lies written in insidious bits on my mind. I'm gifted with rhymes but limited by minimal sight, wishing to die and rise from the prison of time. But instead I sit in bed making these syllables right, resisting the slice to wrist that are slivered in ice. Feeling worthless in a world where everything is given a price, and chilling at your pinnacle is fine. But then it comes to night and all I wanna do is jump from that height, cut from the knife that you used to dissect my personality. So now I live a bicep like two persons actually. So everything I write gets read twice, proofreading through two seasons to know whether it's tight. That's how I know it's right. Honesty hits the pad and the ego comes out when there's a show at night.
Thank you so much.
Shout to Blaze the Mic Smoker, Illa Man, Lazy Eyes, Stanza Divan, Lloyd Luther. See, I'm good with this shit.
Foreign Beggars, everybody, Mike Swagger on the beat, and you guys for locking into the show. If you miss any of that, definitely hit up foobarradio.com/shows/mixsack swagger/hip hop. We're going to be back next Monday, 4 p.m. with more of the same goodness for you. Thank you so much, all of you, for blessing the open mic today. That was a lot of fun.
Serious, boy. That was some buzz, right? This is why we do it, man. Just to show people the amount of talent that we got coming out of the UK. Not everybody knows about it. Not everybody wants to put guys on like that. But you know what I mean? Hopefully they can see what the fuck is going on right here on the hip hop show, FUBAR Radio.
Peace!